They would say Hashem Bahabar, Mikolam, Ramon, Mikoloshim, Bisham, Mitzvaysa. We're totally set apart, totally markedly different. Shaking the Tefillah, which has a universalistic kind of element, even though we're found together with other nations of the world who also are involved in Tefillah. However, it's very clear, even in that context, that we are unique.
By the fact that it's singular means that we're already uniquely set apart.
That's right, that's what he said.
And Asher Bachman,
we call it Amim. That we are nestled among the nations, however, even within a context of being among other nations, we're still clearly unique and distinctive. If you look at Lashon Amim, we call it here in Hilchos Perek Zayin Chavos Samatzah, because the Rambam defines what are the elements of Kiddush that are required in the Kiddush. And the Rambam seems to indicate that we are, as I said, totally set apart from everyone else. Anyway, this is just a ha'ara that he said.
We touched upon this yesterday.
What?
I said this yesterday.
Recognize the fact I said it yesterday. I also mentioned yesterday, since you remind me, the machlok is exactly what you have to drink for Kiddush. You have to drink actually Rav Revius or Rav Kos, depending how large the Kos is. And I mentioned that the Seder, of course, is very ma'ake. The Seder has to be Dafka, the Fiyan Seder. The Rambam writes in two places in Mishnah Torah. One, the Avodah Shem Kippurim, and the other time, the Rambam writes in Perches, Chavis Amat Salach Aleph, Seder, Kol Hamasa, Melech HaMishos HaKachu. Masha for the Rambam, that you can't be Mishan of the Seder. You can't change the Seder, Advarim, and it has to be as the Mitzvah. Well, first of all, I mentioned yesterday, if I were to go ahead and make Kiddush, and now I'm worried about Bakam Suda, you should have been worried about it. But I'm worried about Bakam Suda, so what I do, I make hamotzi, achilas matzah, and then after I finish the meal, I go back to Magid. I can't do that, because Allah is lechem only, showing him all love, varim harbe, that before you eat the matzah, before you make hamotzi, before you say achilas matzah, you have to already tell the story, see if it's inside. And the same is ma'akev. Just as the same of Abbas and Gipurim is ma'akev, the same is also ma'akev. That's a Mishnah. Abbas and Gipurim is a Mishnah in Yuma, that the same is ma'akev. Okay, so now, let's start with the four kosas. What's the significance of the Dalai cases? They're very famous Goyin. That's what makes the call this Goyin. The Goyin says that the four coasts represent the four worlds. The problem, of course, is what's the Seder? So he claimed, by the Soloveitchik, we say in the davening on Shabbos morning the following. Ein kier kecho, they like to sing that in my shul, Hashem Elokeinu, boho, oilam hazeh, that's the first world. Here it's at the order. The second. Is this the correct order? Ask Rav Soloveitchik. Is that the right order?
Isn't there seven?
I don't know what you're talking about. You obviously are a kubel. I'm not a kubel. I'm just a simple. The question, the order, that's the issue that we have to discuss. So the Vilna Gaon disagreed and contended that the order is the following. Let's we'll take a look at it.
Isn't there a Gemara that says that there's seven worlds?
That's has nothing to do with this.
Oh,
there are different Gemaras, but the Gaon speaks of the four worlds that are found over here. In this, what's it called? Hakol Yaducha. I'm learning all these good now, but they like to sing in my show. Anyway, so the Gaon contended that the order is the following. Olam Hazeh comes first, then Yemos HaMashiach comes second, Tchiyas HaMeisim comes third, and Olam Haba comes fourth. So the Gaon writes that Kiddush is decided, it stands for Olam Hazeh. Olam Hazeh, the person has to be Kaddish himself, you have to sanctify yourself. You have to become a Chetzer Shel Kedusha. The second kais, actually he has his agoda. The second I have now, where's my agoda? Right here. The second kais, the Gaon says, represents the Mesa Mashiach. And that's why it says, he made six choleras to sign rather than the flois. Sibu is yes, the sign takes place on that coast. Because the Gemara says that the Asim Bavu is going to be similar to what happened in Mitzrayim. And I told you yesterday, I also mentioned this yesterday. What happened in Mitzrayim? Anibu lo malach, anibu lo sar, anibu lo shaliach. After the book of the Torah of Atma, so too with the Mashiach is also going to be an evil Isarach, an evil Amalach, an evil Shech, and the book of the Torah of Atma. The third cup, which of course is drunk, following the Suda, corresponds to Yes HaMesim. And that, of course, Hashem is going to make the Suda of Yassim, the Tzadik, and that's the Gemara of Sochem, also on that Kofi Dalla with base, And the fourth cup, the Kohen says, that's Hagadah. That's what we drink it after saying Halo Hagadah. So the only Kohen has here in Hagadah, that's what he writes over here. And the truth of the matter is that there are other ideas that I've mentioned regarding the Dalet Kohen. I'm only mentioning one of the ideas that I found. I saw this in the Siddur in the Hagadah, the only Kohen regarding Dalet Kohen. But it's, as I said, the whole idea of Dalet Kohen, as you know, is really...
Fairs.
What did you say?
Fairs.
What do you call them?
Fairs.
Of course, obviously, it has to be the Fairs, clearly. You understand very well that it's Fairs. It's Fairs, of course, is... No, but I'm saying something else. The Dalet Kohen represent, besides what we know, what they stand for, but because, as I said, there has to be, as you point out today, Fairs, that's what I'm over here, that it has to be... Drunk Derech Cheres, and they all have to be, the Rebbe Miskov we saw the other day, said it has to be a Kosher Bracha. It's also another significant element in Derech Cheres. And the Halacha is, as we mentioned also yesterday, that it requires actually, someone else has to be Mozik the Kosumi, that's a Zedek Shom Baruch, and someone else should pour. What I think many people do, that someone else pours the Kosumi for each individual, especially for the Balabayas. In Shom Baruch it says, Balabayas are Yimzak Ba'atzma, Rakache Yimzalo Derech Cheres. But our meaning is that Kol Echem Yamasubin, anyone who's present to say there, is Mozi L'Chaber and Mozi L'Atzma. That's the way I've seen in my father, Zochem Ben-Bracha's house. Even though I asked my father, and I am bothered in general, the Shulchan Aruch says here, clearly, Tafayin Gimel, Aleph, Balabayis. He doesn't speak about everyone. He only speaks about the Balabayis. I told you in the Gemara, there's also discussion, who conducts the Seder? Some people tell me here, everyone says it along with the Balabayis. That's not the way it was in my house. In my house, one person conducted the Seder of my father's Chanan Rocha, and no one else said a word, except my son. They retired the Seder, but other than that,
nobody said anything.
The one who conducted the Seder was my father. The question is, what's the basis for our Minhag? So I told you that this Lechur depends upon what is the nature, I think it depends on the Brisk Lord that we just did the other day.
Which means, everybody says to fish?
That's right, that's the question.
We said, is that a correct meaning?
Of course it's not. But the Machlokes of Rishonim that the Brisk Lord quotes over there, and we saw it yesterday, is whether the Ikar Mitzvah is that each one has to have a Kaisel follow up and each one has to drink the Kaisel. It tastes it. That's the test on the base who deals with that issue. Well, no, it is the Halacha. The Ikar Mitzvah is similar to Kiddush. And obviously, what happens in Kiddush in Kol Shalom Kula? The Balabai is the one who makes Kiddush, no one else makes Kiddush, and therefore, the Ramah holds, this Ramah here, holds like those of Rishonim, that there's no Chiyav al Kolecha v'yachad, and therefore the din is that the din that you should be Mosaic, you should pour for the person is only for the Balabayas, but our meaning is like the other Rishonim. We hold that the din of Shiyas HaKais, and therefore it's a Chiyav upon each one of the Mesubim. The truth is that there's a Mishnah. The Mishnah in Pesachim says, Mazgulo Kos Rishon. Each time the Mishnah writes, if you remember the Gemara Pesachim.
Mazgulo writes singular.
So what?
It sounds like it's a Lava Isan singular.
No. It says, Mazgulo V'chein Kulam. You saw that Lashon in the Mishnah? V'chein Kulam. That's Lashon Mishnah. It means that by all the other cases, the Mishnah could decide, no?
But I'm saying Mazgulo is Mashmah
that
it's only for
Lava Is. That's the Mashmah of the Shulchan Aruch. But take a look at Kutte Zayin.
So you're not a Kutte Zayin.
I said, take Tezayin, I believe. That's what I believe. So here it says,
Mazgulo Koshrini, Mekan HaBen.
Show us
all of this. And then it says, the mentioned Mazgulo Kosrishon, Mazgulo Koshrini. And then take a look at the other, after that, the other Mishnah is, the Mishnah and Kuf Yizayin are based, Mazgulo Koshrishi. And then finally, Mazgulo Kosrini. I think that's what it says, if I'm mistaken. And all the Mishnayos here of Pesachim, and therefore that's the practice, which seems to be dafka with the Malabayas. That's my understanding of it. I mean, my father was nice like that. But the Ramah, the Lashon Ramah is, he writes that the Malabayas are Yimzal Gvasa, Acha Yimzal Odeh Acheres. But as I said, they, by the way, also in Tafayin Beis, you'll take a look over here in Shulchan Aruch, that the Chabad said the Shia, the Kos of the Bias. It says v'yishta kulo arubo. That's the lashon of the chaber. Either drink kol hakos or rov hakos. Mishnah Berurah says kulo lechatchila. Lechatchila you should drink the whole kos. Or arubo b'di'evin. Rov hakos you drink actually b'di'evin. But the truth is that there's no hechrich in the Shulchan Aruch here that that's what it means. It says shir hakos v'yis. V'yishta kulo arubo. Where do you see Rosh Hashanah that ruled with the Yemen? It doesn't say Lechatchila, you have to drink the entire cross. He says, V'yishte kula uruba. The problem is, why did he mention kula? Why did he mention such a din? He should have said, Yishte ruba. So, Mishte ruba is Mechanish Lechatchila, you have to drink all of it. It's not Mechach at all from Lashon of the Mechaber. But anyway, I think that's the practice of, for what I understand, of most people that drink kol hakos. And even though Meikar Adin is probably not necessary, Halacha is you have to drink Rov HaKos. In general, we have a principle, Ruba Kekulo, that applies every time you have a shear that, it, when you have a shear that's fixed, then you don't say that. For example, Mikvah, you don't say Rov HaBoyim So. You have to have HaBoyim So, correct?
Right.
You don't say, whenever you have a fixed shear, that's Rav Chaim Briska, you don't say this concept of Rov. But the Lashon, and here also in the Shulchan Aruch, the Brewer, it's, I don't know how he came to, but I tell you, the fact of the matter is, it's mashal from the Shulchan Aruch to drink kol hakos.
Is there a problem if someone gets drunk by the Seder?
There is only a problem as far as saying halal, that's about
so
Shabbat
kos.
They don't drink between kos 3 and 4 because we're worried about shechus. But other than that, not for the shechus issue, so then, Echanami, you can't say halal. You know, they say halal twice. They said halal. The halal is, they said, b'shas the seder, and this is a halal, the gemara in Pesach, and that's on the dalet, b'shas shiris ha-pesach. They used to say halal as well. The gemara says, if any, you have the gemara, and it's on the dalet, you're on the dalet, look at the dalet, it's like, you see the gemara there, some of the dalet, and I believe it, I have no words, I've got nothing right. Some of the dalet, it says here, ha-pesach nishrat, the mishnah, from the mishnah. Got it? Ha-pesach nishrat b'sholosh kitos, and then it tells Kahal, Eidah, Yisrael, Nitzis HaKaf Yishona, and to the Hazara, Nismalo HaHazara, Noalu Dalsos HaHazara, Toko Yuh V'Toko. Hakonim Omum Shura, Shura Zimdei, Mazich HaKetz, Mazich HaZor, etc. etc. Shokat Yisrael, then it goes to Yitzis HaKaf Yishona, and then it says, towards the end of Mishnah, Koros HaHalel. You see that? They read the Halel. In Gomru Shonu, let's say they finished it, and they still have more people to share, they said it a second time. Yom Shonu Shuleisha. Al Mishal Shuleisha Yimei, they never really did it the third time. Rabbi Yudom, Yimei Shukat Shlishi, Lo Yigil Rahakti, Mesha Amamuot, and by the time they're saying Hal the third time, more or less, everyone already had done the Shrit of the Kar Pesach. By the way, you see here from this Mishnah, that this Halel was also truncated. They didn't say the full Halel, correct? Why? Because I told you, I mentioned the other day, in the afternoon, I said, share this, that the Tvedi in the Halel, how you go? What is a Halel Shokriya? One is Hal Shoshir. This is also Hal Shoshir. Because it's Hal Shoshir, that can be cut off. That doesn't have to be. And the Rai of Balamor brings a right from the Sugi of Kindness. And the Gemara, though, is telling you this pretty explicitly. The Gemara says, Efshir Yisrael Shachter Es Bishayim B'Natul Solaveim Lohom Roshira. It's a password that Chal Yisrael would go ahead and Shach to Karim Pesach and take the Lulav and not say Shira. So the Gemara somehow assumes that this is a Hal Shoshira. And Al Shal Shira, you could actually cut it in half. You don't necessarily have to say the Al Shal Shira in one, shall we say, fell swoop. The way you have to say the Al Shal Kriya, which has to be said in one point in time. Okay, but I'm just saying that there's a new halacha that the current Pesach requires Halel, and this is, as I said, called the Al Shal Shira. Anyway, I'm just going back on this din that is mentioned over here by Rob Co. So you can see that this the Shalach here is obviously telling you that Pashas, Chachila, to drink the entire coast. I don't know, is that what you do? What's your minog? I don't know if your minog is my minog is to drink the entire coast. It's something that I do.
The whole coast?
Also, so whatever it is, I don't have a coast of 28 ounces, obviously, but yes, whatever
coast. All my coasts are 28 ounces.
Mr. Brewer suggests not to have such a big coast.
That's right, that's what Mr. Brewer says. Really? Not to have such a... There's a Ramban who says you need Rob Kos, but we
Basachas.
We have
20-year-old Kos. That's what one should do. Okay, anyway, I'm going back over here. So this is as far as the Dalai Kos are concerned. By the way, maybe since I'm mentioning it already, here in Agoda I see my father was bothered by in the Halachma Anya. I mentioned this last night, but my father was very bothered by this Kasha. The whole Halachma Anya doesn't make any sense. Yesterday, last night, I spoke about I don't know if anybody takes it or not, but I'll give them. But anyway, yes, I spoke about the Mesalevi. Mesalevi says that the reason why we have this introduction to the Agada, because what do you have over here? Over here you have tzedakah. Tzedakah is Makariv Gula, and that's why we begin Halach Ma'anya. The Beis Halevi said, because on Yom Tov, the din of Simchas Yom Tov is Mechayiv Mitzvah to invite others. On Shabbos, there's no such thing. And the Mishnah writes in the Megillah, Amen, Echol. Amen, Yom Tov, Shabbos, Echol Nevesh Bilvad. So Echol Nevesh automatically is not just Simchas Akeres on Yom Tov, it has to be a Simcha that other people are involved. Therefore, Tzedakah, you invite others, that's Makariv Gula, that's part of Simchas Yom Tov. That's the Beis Halevi, the Pesach Kanzer Shekhar Torah. That he writes on this. But here my father is bothered by something else.
There's no din on Shabbos to have guests. Why do we cut off the first piece and put it on the side first?
There's no din of Simcha on Shabbos. Only Simchas Yom Tov, is mechayev other people to participate, to take part in the Suda, although Rami calls it Simchas Akeres. It's a Simcha of gastronomic delights and has nothing to do with the mitzvah of Simcha. As Alejic said, that they used to marry, people got married Erev Shabbos. And the reason why they used to get married on Shabbos, so they would invite all, because a chasen by definition is simcha. Right. There's no mitzvah of simcha on Shabbos. They got a chasen on, and the suit of the chasen takes place at night. They invite the whole city to come because of the din of simchas yom tov mitzad the chasen, not mitzad Shabbos. Shabbos is no, there's no din of simcha. Yeah.
Rashi said last night after it says you need to invite others, it says, Hashta Hachal Hashanah Rav, because that
brings me coming back to that again. So this is a very striking lashon. That first of all, how do we say? My father asked me, when my father said, "So, how do we say Hashanah Rav Aradisa over here?"
I always wondered that by Yom Kippur.
So the answer was in Pashut, that we're asking that Hashem should bring about Kibbutz Galigos. That's what my father
said. Emes Eretz Yisrael. This is not Emes Eretz Yisrael. Without a Gula, I mean, it's physical land, Yisrael without a Mikdash, not the same thing Yisrael with it.
That may be the second part, Hashata Abdi, the Shalab Abdi, the Chari. But not in the term of Hashata Hocha, the Shalab Abdi, Arad Yisrael. That's a very difficult line, unless you assume, as my father said, that Kibbutz Goliath, that's what we're asking Hashem for in the context of the Sfila. But the second part is what Rabbi Goldschmidt said. Hashata Abdi, Shana Baba Necharim, because we're still, to a large extent, till we have Beis Hamikdash and the like, we're still considered to be Avodim. We're not yet, shall we say, considered to be Bnei Charim. In general, as I said, I mentioned this last night, the reason why we start Halach Ma'anya is Lechem Oni. Lechem Sha'on Lo Dvar Ma'arpe. That's going to be a critical. I mean, the Haggadah has to be in front of the Matzah, I think, the Sipur. I mentioned the Rashi on the Vlog. I'm talking that Lechem Oni Sha'on Lo Dvar Ma'arpe, Rashi. Gomim olav esahalel, v'omim olav esagod. What's the olav? So the Bach says, biglolo, machamaso, binochuso. In the presence of the matzah, that's when we have the story of Sibbutz Yitzchayim, and it has to be with the matzah are in front of me. She matzah mor, melachim fanecha, has to be dafka in front of me. And, but you know, it's interesting that Magid, we say Magid right before Halach Ma'anya. I mean, this really where the Haggadah begins. The Haggadah begins with Halach Ma'anya, which is part of the Haggadah, although you might have argued that Allah Ma'anya refers to Yachatz. I tell you, the Rambam says very clearly, the Rambam has a Berachas Hamotzi Matzah. Where does he have Yachatz? Right before Hamotzi Lachilas Matzah. The Rambam has his own shita regarding the matter of Yachatz. But the Pashup Shad is that Allah Ma'anya is not connected to Yachatz. It's a separate part that begins actually with Haggadah of Lachamoni, Shalom Avraham Harbi. Also, I should mention that this lashon is also difficult, namely, I spoke about this yesterday. Halach ma'anya yachal abasano biyar the mitzvayim. Means they also ate lechem oni in mitzvayim. There's two dinim in matzah. There's one dinim in matzah, the fact that we didn't have enough time to leave. Well, he speaks the second shalom said lachmis was the lashon of the shomarach. Of the b'chakol bar hagadol. He speaks the second shalom said ashenigla leh makadosh baruch hu ga'olam shenem avayof hisapatzik hashoratzim mitzvayim. But also, matzah is, shall we say, lechem oni. We ate it in Mitzrayim because we were in a situation of dire poverty and penury and what have you. So tzvei dinim, that's what Abba Manel writes. It's like matzah. Matzah represents both anius, both impoverishment and affliction, and also represents gula. That's the matzah, of course, shalitz v'tzekom, shalom seim alachmet, tach enigla, aleim HaKadosh Baruch Hu, etc. And the truth of the matter is that this lashon is also my father's brother. I call different case of the echol. Called different case of the esach. This is very difficult because Pesach requires minun. You have to be minun and become Pesach. Yishlfi ochol tochis v'alaseh. Look, the targum tis meninun. You have to be minun. And what's it called different? And then it's called ditzvich. So they, the truth is, they say over, Rav Gerel, he's a different Briskolov. He used to say over Briskolov on this Lashon v'agada, that the Gemara says that beginning of Avir Pesachim, the Gemara says you can't eat Erev Pesach before Mincha, v'shikais v'achilas matzah v'tava. So the Rambam quotes, the Rashbam says here, v'shub hidu mitzvah. What's the hidu mitzvah? In the Gagra. But the Gagra has to be satiated, not satiated. It has to be ra'ed. In order, that's what it says, called dichon yesem echol, which means that you should eat matzah when you are ra'ed. However, the Karban Pesach is nechal al-asoma. The Gemara says in Pesachim, and the Tosefta writes like that, when you eat the Karban Pesach, after you already are, shall we say, sated. So that's why it says kol ditzrich, means whoever, not kol shehu roi, like achilas matzah, but kol ditzrich, because it's eaten when the person is al seva. That's what Rabbi Yochanan said from Briskola. And to explain the lashon of the...
So the lashon is already satiated? That's the language of
the Karban Pesach. No, no, Karban Pesach is eaten. No, no, it says Karban Pesach, he's eaten after the Karban Chagiga, after you ate everything else. I mean, that's the fact.
Why
is
it the lashon kol ditzrich is the echo?
Because called Dichri, the Eser V'Yechol is not correct, because it's called Dichri, like the Rashbam says over there, like the Rama says. You have to eat Matzah Sheyuk Sheut Ta'ev, when you're still in a state of great time, let's eat the Matzah. But the problem, of course, is the main problem is what I mentioned a second ago, that you can't invite someone else, Chavis from outside, to participate in the Karban Pesach. He's not Mamune. The Gemara says here, where is that Gemara? The Gemara says in Pesach, you have the Gemara, 1 second. You have the Gemara Pesachim on Daf Peites. Here's the Gemara, Daf Peites. The Gemara says, Pesachim I learned a few times in my life, luckily. Peites on Daf. You see the Mishnah? Mm-hmm. That you have to be Mamune on the Karban Pesach. That's what Mishnah says. Nimnim, Moshe, Yisudei, Men, Vachir, Shochid. And the Gemara says, Maka Mashlon. Maka Mashlon, Yavgat, Nimni, Ola Kabur, Zu. There's a different minui. You have to be a mamun in the Karban Pesach. You can't stop take someone who's not mamun in the Karban Pesach, correct? And invite him. So, question, what does it mean over here? Called Dichvin, Yesei V'Yechol, called Ditzrich, Yesei V'Yifsach. I mean, we're obviously called Ditzrich, Yesei V'Yifsach, it's from the kind of mitzvah of Achilas Karban Pesach. That's what it's talking about, Yesei V'Yechol. But it means that whoever it does not have a Karban Pesach has to be mamun on his own Karban Pesach. Before the Shechita passed, has to be done before the Shechita. So this Lashon of called Dichri Yesir Yisach would not be possible. Called Ditzrich makes more sense. Because anyway, whatever the case is, the fact is that some want to say that this refers to the matzah that's eaten at the end of the Suda Zeh of the Pesach, or matzah that's eaten al Asoga. Because in the Chogos of Rishonim, that you probably know this, Tumult of Rishonim is the mitzvah matzah included in two stages, or is it included in one stage? The Chogos of the Rashbam and the Rosh and Balei Hatzeis regarding this matter. There's a famous thesis here in Avir Pesachim. Again, that means in Avir Pesachim. You have Avir Pesachim for a second. We'll show it to you. You can see the Lashon of thesis. The thesis here says, look on the Kupta as well. We can talk this tomorrow a little bit, so you can see the thesis that he compares it. The top thesis, and then there's another thesis also. But this thesis says,
ask it?
Yeah, just 1 second. There's the previous thesis also, but this one says, what's the issue over here? The issue is if a guy only has one yerek, and you need the yerek both for two purposes, the karpas and also the mara. Now the question is, how do I make a bracha? Alachas mara, I already made a bracha, per gadama, the karpas, that's what holds up chizda. And Avuna, we pass on the Lachar of Chizda, because the Gemara says, Lachar Shinu, the Kreis, and the Chazim, and the Lachar Chalei. So what he's doing, make a bracha Yadam, and Achaz Mar, and Karpas, and then you eat the Mar without a bracha. Correct? So this issue is the question, what's the Machlag? Is it the taste of Machlag? Is it the Tzvichas Kavana, or the Tzvichas Kavana? That's the taste of that on the page. And then he also explains, the Ike Mitzvah, Mar, Yaitzeh, Ela, B'tivu, Sheni, Achar, Amatzah, but the bracha that you made earlier helps with the tibul sheni, because you ate a little bit of the tibul rishon, and he compares it to the kiyas shayfa, where he says kiyas shayfa also. Then you make a bracha by the kiyas di yeshiva, and those brachas help with the kiyas davida, which is the ikar mitzvah. So that the reason why I showed it to you, because now I'm going to show you the issue that relates to matzah as well. The same issue regarding matzah. Where are we in the kind of mitzvah matzah? I'm asking basically about the Avikom, but that's really what I'm asking. So take a look at the taste of the Kuhl place of the Kuhl Chav of an hour. So here the Gemara says, on the Mishnah, Eim HaTzinach HaPesach HaPekom, and Kuhl Chiyot Pesach HaPes. The Mishnah says, "Em atirachatas Rabbi Kaiman." Discussion with Rabbi Kaiman is correct. What's Rabbi Kaiman? Look in the Rashbam over there. You have to eat matzah. Big matzah is also zecher the matzah and the chalas and the pesach the kriy chazur. You see that?
How can it be by that if we already eat matzah before then?
That's what he talks about. Take a look at the Rashbam. Em atirachat matzah the Kaiman. Says the Rashbam. You have the bottom six lines up from the bottom. Shetzorach lechol matzah big matzah is also.
Where are we?
In the Mishnah, Kuf Yutes from the base, bottom of the page, Ein Matir, says Rabbi Rabbi, Ein Matir Nach Hamasa B'Kodim.
Yeah.
Our Mishnah says Nach HaPesach. But Gemara, by the way, quotes a Braiso that Ein Matir Nach Hamasa B'Kodim. Gemara asks a Kasha, a Stira of the Mishnah. How could you say Ein Matir Nach Hamasa B'Kodim? The Mishnah says Ein Matir Nach HaPesach B'Kodim. Lach HaMatsa Maftir. And Gemara says, no. Lo Biboy, Lach HaMatsa, Matsa doesn't have such a strong time. But Pesach has a very strong time. So thereby would say you can't get rid of it, come Ashkelon. So now there's a book in the Rashbam. Ein matzah matzah becoming the Rashbam. So tzorach lechol matzah b'gmar sudaso. Zeichel the matzah hanachelos and hapesach b'kricha. Correct? Yati matzah at the end of the suda, avikoyman, zeichel to the matzah that was eaten b'kricha pesach. Zuhi ha-matzah b'tzua, shalaychol b'achoyim l'shem chay v'yapachenu, onam b'vachim alachir as-matzah b'rishayim. So when do we make the bracha at the very beginning? Apal pi shem l'shem chay v'yapachenu. We're not doing the Shem Chayvah. Shkin Yomel Eher Abchizda. Yavim Mor, Vacha Shemin, the Kreis, and then Hecha is Mubarach Alok. He'll go Mubarach Atzavai, the Reisha, Vada Ocha Matzah Bachreina. The Achar is a Matzah in the tournament, Achizda Vacha, Shalish Kav Taima. You have Matzah Zman Azim Ari, there's no Kav Pesach. So what is the Rashbam saying? Rashbam seems to say, we're eating Matzah twice. We're eating Matzah at the very beginning of the Suda, and that's not the Shem Chayvah, correct? But so what's going on? The answer is we make a bracha. Similar to Mora, make two brachas, Abchizda. One karpas burpi adama, another one, assuming it's the same yerek that you're using again, you make the second bracha, achilas mara, and then wait on, you get to the mara, you're not going to make any more brachas. Just going to eat it, l'shem achilas mara. So too by matzah. The first matzah we eat is not l'shem chayla. The second matzah, the Tesis says we eat, that's l'shem chayla. Now look at the next Tesis on Kuf Chaf and Aleph. Also, the Chamal Tesis here also is in the Ger to this issue. So he writes that. I'm reading the text. Vachvayim v'rishen olam tzedir v'loshen gemara. Going on the last two lines of the previous daf. Am I going too fast? Hasugonin. Oh yeah. So if I am, tell me. Okay.
Just with the gemara.
I'm sorry.
Okay. Yes, but I don't want to find it.
What I just said was no chiddush. There are two parts to the mitzvah of if you have the same yerek using both for karpas and tomorrow. So what are you going to do? Machlokes in the gemara. Chizda v'pumna. We pass on chizda. If you make two brachas in the beginning and using it again, the same yerek. You don't make any bracha about chilas mara, but you eat l'shem mara. Says the Rashbam, a similar thing by matzah. Namely, we're eating matzah and we say the bracha hamotzi ala chilas matzah. Later on, by avikoman, you don't make another bracha. But when is the ikar mitzah fulfilled for matzah? Avikoman. As I understand in Rashbam. Look at that text. But before I look at the text, look at the Gemara. The Gemara says here, the last two lines, name of Messiah, the Mami Zeraya, Asugonin, Vadushonin, Vizkarite, and other mother Kresunin. There's a hope as we show you what these things are. The Rashi learns they're talking about lechem, what's called matzah shira. These are things that have, apparently, are enriched. And they have shemen and vashim them. And therefore, you can't use it to be yotzi the mitzvah of matzah. Mm-hmm. So, other than other creates on them, matzah shira. People eat matzah shira, but not to be yotzi the mitzvah of matzah. The Ramos says the only people who can eat matzah shira are aniyim, not aniyim. Chayim, can eat matzah shira. I know people, I can't believe it. They eat matzah shir to be out to the mitzvah of matzah. They're not too employed. They forgot about more. They don't know the maris. I don't know what the problem
is. It's like flavored matzah?
It's, what do they call it in English? Egg matzah. Now they have today chocolate-covered matzahs. They have jelly matzahs.
Oh, Lord.
They have
the laffa.
No, I'm not talking about falafa. Oh, laffa. That's the side that they have very heavy, very thick matzahs. But here, the Brisa says this Brisa sounds twice in Psochim, and the Gemara says the person could be malik person and will vachi also gezayis matzah b'achrona. Gemara says b'achrona in, but b'shon lo is the kasha. The Gemara says only to be in b'achrona, correct? What's b'achrona mean? What's b'achrona at the end, correct? And so now
for the coming.
Yeah, 1 second. What's the coming? That's the Gemara. It's a lovely boy coming. Now look in the Tesis. I'm not worried about the Gassas. Look at the top Tesis. Let's say I only have one kazayis. The Rif talks about it. The Rush talks about it. So when do I eat that kazayis matzah? What does the Gemara say? Ba'achroina. And they said, Vesula. The Toy life ala seva. When should you eat this matzah? Ala seva. Belial's tam matzah befi. Because you're supposed to have tam matzah direct at the end. Tam matzah is not so strong. That's what the Gemara said here, the first two lines. Ala vadi isle matzah chol sudaso. But if a person really has a lot of matzah, what should you do? Tov lo lechol matzah b'chilu l'yavon. First eat matzah what? L'tzei avon, namely when you say the bracha achas matzah and hamotzi. U'levarich olevi achag b'masu daso yochol gzayis matzah v'yatan matzah b'viv v'ikah hamitzah ala rishayna. Unlike whom the Rashbam. Well, it's like you said, ikah hamitzah is the rishayna shibol l'tzei avon. But also you need v'gam yehele b'sov tam matzah b'viv b'osu gzayis achar. I feel him because it's a Bahrain, I see he has a suffix. Even on a Siddiqa mitzvah is Bolas Matzi, where he ends a tema. Imanam a bracha, a Rishena, how do you make a bracha initially? Hamotzi and Alfias Matra. Because they lift a Matzah Shachar in the Sharei, ain't a bracha lachar, and Mishum Shachar, she really crazy. We already like the case of the Erek, Rabuna, really crazy. Abu Yahu, the bracha, a Rishena, with the Potter Achar, and the Sheikah mitzvah, the Rishlael. Now, what does Tetzah assume? What is the Ika mitzvah? What does Tetzah say? The Achar, he has a suffix. What the Ikamitsi brings the right to Abchizda, Gabitveti Bulli, the Mora, Shaken Sachloma, the Hillel, Shaykorach, Matzah, Besson, the Sava Suda, Lochi, and Lochi, Matzah, the Aysen, came with Hillel, Sasuda, or in Bavach Alamatzah, Lochi. The Moelos, they said, Rochel, Bechas Matzah, and Pesach, and Besoy. But when is the Ikamitsa? The Ikamitsa is obviously taking place, Besol, Fasuda. So this is a focus of Shenim, when the Ikamitsa of Matzah is taking place in two stages, or essentially it's taking place at one time. This is a big. The Rush and the Rambam. There's a question about the Rambam sheet is Lashon Rambam is not so clear. But anyway, this is the big Machlokes of Rishonim regarding this matter. So how did we get onto this? Oh yeah, we got onto this because of the issue of because we just said called Dichvin Yisav Yehem, called Dissut Yisav Yisav. That's the question. So now, what does it mean called Dissut Yisav Yisav? So some say refers to the matzah that's eaten at the end of the. Of the Seder, Zeichel of Karim Pesach. And it was the same thing by Matzah, which is eaten al Asoba. That's a Rachman, it means there are two Chiyuvim. There's one Kazayis, he's supposed to eat the Te'oba, Tesha said, right? That Kazayis, eat the beginning of the meal, is eaten the Te'oba. That's what it says called Dichlin Yesu Yechel. And now there's another Chiyuv to eat, Kazayis, a Matzah, at the end, Zeichel of Karim Pesach, and that's what we say called Ditzvich Yesu Yisach, which means that it's Nechel al Asoba. That's already a different kind of achila, because already most of the meal has already been eaten, and therefore that's called ditzvah yesod yisach. Okay, that's what the Abgarelik said over this whole. I think he said over the briskel, if I'm not mistaken. I remember it from many, many years ago. But here also, hashat tohachol l'shon above Arab Yisrael, that one could say the following, and this is the pashut pshat. The briskel said this also, hashat tohachol that what we're doing today is only zeh l'gam pesach. Machlokes with the Afrikaners. Zeh l'kav pesach or zeh l'matzah, but l'shana baba ar Yisrael, we will be able to hopefully in Yitz Hashem l'av l'kav pesach, not just a zecher. That's what it says. So that's a pshat in this little stanza that we say over here. Okay, so now
the fact that it's already too late to besides the minuit, I'll be.
I'm not sure what they say to that. How they answer that kasha? I have to look it up in Haggadah to see what they say. I don't remember anymore. Okay, I just want to mention regarding, as I said, Kaddish Urachat Karpas. I think it was mentioned that we actually wrote the text Karpas. What's the source of Karpas? The Gemara says Akeru Tinokas. We wanted to be to ask questions. The Mishnah actually calls it the word Karpas is not found in the Mishnah. It's not found in the Gemara anywhere. What does the Mishnah call it? I could say Zvav, could you tell it? The Rokas of Chazeres. But there are those who say, I think Rishon would say, it stands for Shishin Parach. For, what is Shishin Parach? It refers to the 600,000 Jews who were forced to perform Avodas Parach. That's Karpas. And I mentioned that we do Karpas before the meal, and the Gemara says to stimulate the children to ask questions about it. There's a Machlokes of Rishon what we dip into. The Rambam holds he dip Karpas in the Chareses, and the Shitas, other Rishon, they dip it into vinegar. Maybe it's salt water, that's what Taisus calls it also. The whole Taisus and Amma, but exactly how the Karpas is handled. And our meaning, as I said, is to do it, where I just mentioned, in salt water as opposed to doing it in Chavoses. So the Rambam has such a shita. Asalech used to say that he claimed that Kavos begins as a Hekel with Tinoikos, but then it becomes a mitzvah achila of Araya. What shear does the Rambam require for Kavos? Because I goes my mother, as I told you, he claims that Tolos in the Rambam. The Rambam does not mention a Kazayis by Moro. Moro certainly requires Kazayis. It's a mitzvah achilas Moro, even by Nenu Ono. The Rambam does not mention it. So he claims that the Rambam's Kazayis of Kavos is a Tolos atfus. And belongs with tomorrow. Azeshtein Hagos Mamelech. The Rav said that it's absolutely impossible to make a statement like that. We have texts of the Rambam that clear, because we have the Rambam indicate otherwise, that the Tzayis goes on Kachas as opposed to tomorrow. But that's a difficult matter because Ein Achilat Musim Gizayis. This comes by Shagasari and the Rosh Hashanah. So the Rosh Hashanah, the fact that we make a bracha al Achilas tomorrow, in general, Ein Achilat Musim Gizayis, they have to have a Gizayis.
Yeah, but we don't want to make a bracha al Achronah by Karpas, though.
What was that?
If we have more than Gizayis by Karpas, then you have to make a bracha al Achronah, no?
That's the problem. So some, in order to handle that, Rabbi Shechter has a Shita, he nibbles on Karpas all the way till the... Till he goes and washes his hands to make Hamayis Achilas Matzah. In order that there should not be any Hesach Hadas or any Hefsek, because I've got to go for 3 hours.
Hefsek between what?
Between the
Baruch Hashem. Yeah.
You know, if he nibbles, he's not having Baruch Hashem.
That's what he's saying.
Exactly. So what's the Baruch?
We don't do this, but he nibbles the entire
time. In order to be mamshel to the Baruch Hashem,
that's right, correct.
It doesn't... Not to be mekayim in achila. He can be mekayim in
achila. No, the Rav says, the Rambam, the Rav claimed like this. He claimed in the Rambam that the mitzvah starts as a mitzvah of hekeh with you, I guess. But then the Rambam says, Gezayis, apparently it becomes a mitzvah achila v'horaya. Whatever is a mitzvah achila b'alayla, you dip in chareses. That's she's a Rambam, so you see, it has to be a mitzvah achila.
I understand. He can't have a mitzvah achila if he's nibbling on it over time. You have to have it between 2 and 9 minutes. So, Moran Shach.
He has between 2 and 9 minutes the original achila of karpas. And then the rest
less
of
than, the... Less than Gezayis.
Do you hear what I just said? Rabbi Shechter says, the Rambam says Gezayis.
Right.
It's a mitzvah achila. So those who follow Adam,
he
can say
something. Oh, he does. He does.
And then the reason why he did this, the nibble, because he mechuyev at bracha achreina. But you can't make a bracha achreina because you have...
Exactly.
So the magid, to connect it, that's what he does. Nobody says like this. I don't know. I found such an idea.
So you need to Gezayis. And then the mamshel in order to protect from the
mamshel. The mamshel there say this, I don't know. That's what I understood is what happens. Okay, what was I up to now? Yeah, we mentioned this already a few times, I'm sorry. Yeah, by Kabbas, the idea of Shishin Parech, and the Pashim Shad the Gemara here is that, as I said, the Shishin Parech is clear that it's clearly a character to like it. It's not, you see, all these time that Rishon give indicate that it's not a mitzvah achila. There's no din of achila with reference to the karpas. The pashim shas, not a mitzvah achila. That's why we less than gezayis. Because ain't achila chusim gezayis. We less than gezayis. There's no mitzvah achila. That's involved over here. That's a pashim shas. Now I just want to mention regarding the man Mishtana, which I didn't talk about yet. He has the Anharei Kedem. The Rambam used to say this. It's Medayik Lashon Amam. The Rambam in Perches. I think it's Halacha Beis. The Rambam says Ve'ayme Hakoyim Man Mishtana. What's the pshat? Ve'im ha'kari manishtana. Remember that lashon? He brings over there in the Haggadah. That's all it is. Ve'im ha'kari manishtana. So the mashma from the Rambam. Mashma from the Rambam. That the din is that one is supposed to go ahead. Who says it? The kari. Who's the kari? The balabais. The balabais is the one is supposed to say. Is supposed to be the one. So even though we have a practice that everyone. Well, the children say manishtana. That what you do in your house in Bayekis. But after they all finish, so then the minig of the rav, the Chaim's minig was like that. That they were about the balkari, I call it, the one who's making the seder. He once again repeats it, the lashon of manishtana. After all the children finish saying it, and that's why the Rambam points out that he has their master al kosheni. I forgot lashon Rambam now, but it says master al kosheni, and he says. In the Kosheni, Manishtana, Alay Lazer, and call this Mashma, the Manishtana is an integral part of Nusach HaGadah. That's how Soleji always assumes it's part of the HaGadah, it's not just Tam inserted over here. The truth of the matter is that you know that, and I mentioned this already to you, a few times. So this Mamishtana is also fascinating, because how many questions do we ask over here? We ask, one of the questions is, and this is Rav Meir Diak. The first question is, are you allowed to eat matzah on Yud Gimel? On, shall we say, Erev Pesach, is there a heter to go ahead and eat matzah? I mean, what is the mashmos of the Mishnah? Mishnah says, Arab Sachem Sabachim Lintchad Lechalam Achetach Shachem. The Hashbam says, you have to eat matzah shal mitzvah did take Avon, but here it says in the high mashtana, Bechal Lelos Anarechum Chamisa Matzah. Halaylo Azeh, Kulo Matzah. What is the mashmah from this Mishnah? That the night time you eat Kulo Matzah, but during the day, let's say in Yom Yigimel,
Matzah. And are you
not allowed to?
It says, no, the question is, when does the din of Kol Eichel Matzah be'er Pesach, when does it start? So the Rav says, Machlokes B'alamon Ramban. Machlokes B'alamon Ramban, when it starts during the day, you daven, or it starts the previous night. Why should it start the previous night? Because there's a din of Digas Chametz. Once Digas Chametz, then the Matzah becomes a Chetzer Shal Matzah, once there's a din of Digas Chametz. And he said, Machlokes B'alamon Ramban, basically, when is the Yerushalmi relevant? The night before? Ram quotes his Yerushalmi, the Aloha, Kolechel Matzah, the Pesach, Yulubarasa. But here it says, Chal Alas, Anotum Chamisa Matzah, Alayu Azeh, Kula Matzah. Correct? So it sounds like, Leil Yud Dalit. Bechal Alas, Anotum Chamisa Matzah, Leil Yud Dalit. It's been pretty clear that you could eat, shall we say, Matzah. And the Rav said that the Iser of eating Matzah, Pashas is Kolechel Matzah, Be'er Pesach. What does Be'er Pesach mean? Er Pesach. It doesn't mean any other time, but I'm saying
the Rosh Hashanah. The day, only the day, not by night.
I'm sorry?
Not by night. You want to do
that's right.
Right.
That's it.
Now with the words in Rosh Hashanah.
That's right, exactly. So there's a riot, the Lev Yudala, they ate, as you can see, L'chura, we generally hold that matzah should not be eaten in Pesach because of this Yerushalmi. Because it looks like, I told you the Groh, and we said over the Groh the other day, the Groh said, there's Shemar Brachim, that I said before, before you eat the matzah. And the problem is, when you count it, there aren't Shemar Brachas, they're more than Shemar. But you have to combine them. Because that's a din. Kalab le bracha, so the Bible can eat them. You need Shemar Brachas before the kalab. You have the kalab of the matzah. The matzah is like a kalab before you can eat the kalab, so to speak. You have to go ahead and make Shemar Brachas. So therefore, these are the Shemar Brachas that the going counts. The problem is, there aren't Shemar. It's not Shemar. That's what I'm saying.
Does he list them?
He does list them. I grant you. He gave you that sheet of paper where he listed very clearly on the Shemar Brachas side. You didn't see the paper that I gave you?
That was me after bathroom, right?
You lost it. If I never had it, the Chatzilah. But anyway, there's a paper I gave it to you in Perek Zayin from Zimatzo. That's what the Goyin says. I mean, this is a very fascinating issue. This issue because it's a romance. The Rav said the night of Pesach is a romantic evening. I have an article here called "The Exalted Evening of the Seder Night." I heard this piece from the Rav. What a miracle! He said there were two single nights that he had in his life. One single night, of course, was Leil Seder. I mentioned it the other day, and the other single night is what? It's Leil Yom Kippur. These are the two nights which were. So then he said, I'll read the Lashon on the Rav, which is really very beautiful. I remember the shiur that he said, let me explain. In the eyes of the Halacha, the meal is not something incidental, meaningless, and completely mechanical. The meal is a halachic institution. The Halacha has formulated many rules concerning the Suda. And then he said the following. This is the paragraph that to me is Kedush Kadoshim. At the root of the halakhic conception of a suda lies a problem which assailed the minds of our sages. Man responds to the biological pressure to take nourishment. He has no choice in the matter. The natural need for food is compelling. The drive is irresistible. So acts the brute, the beast in the field. So acts the insect jumping from flower to flower on a bright summer morning. Or circling around the bulb in the summer twilight. So behaves even the plant. There's nothing human or meaningful about the act of consuming food. It is wholly instinctual, coerced, and mechanical. Many of the Greek philosophers of the schools of the Stoa and the Cynics reached the conclusion that eating is a disgraceful necessity. Aristotle writes like that. Eating is a disgrace. But, and they say in Chinese, we have no choice. Eating gratifies not the humanists, But the beast and the carnal in man. Eating is animalistic. The pleasure one derives is of a sensual nature rather than a spiritual one. Thus, according to legend, many wise men and philosophers shied away from eating in public. They felt embarrassed to be seen while eating. They would take their meals in hiding, since they felt only human qualities and human purposes actually exhibited to others. Judaism was concerned with the same problem, but it came to a totally different set of conclusions. It is true that taking nourishment is a universal mechanical response of any organism to biological pain and discomfort. Every flea or bird takes nourishment. Beast as well as man eats whenever seized by hunger. However, Judaism maintains the universality of the process of eating does not mean the man and animal must engage in identical performance. Man need not to respond to hunger in the same manner as the beast or the brute. Man can liberate eating from its animality and coerciveness and convert it into a sacred institution. And that's what the Rav speaks about. By the way, this Yisod is found in the Sefer written by Ben Bechai called Kar HaKemach. You know that Sefer? Hilchos Seuda. He expresses this Yisod in the Akdama to that Sefer. If man, says the Rav, wants to redeem his eating activity and sanctify it, he must divide Hashem his brother to partake of the meal, or join him and his friends while they engage in something primitive. This strange experiment of introducing Hashem into the circle of man is a solid biblical idea. Man eats his bread before God. He quotes, "Vayikach Yisrael chayseh Moshe oil uzvachim elokim, vayava Aaron v'cholzitnei Yisrael lechol lechem im chayseh Moshe lifnei ha'elokim." And the Rav quotes other pesukim, "Ve'achalta v'nei Hashem elokecha." He has a whole series of pesukim that one actually is in effect eating in the presence of Hashem as far. And he's lechem elokecha u'makri. A whole series of pesukim. Judaism developed a new institution called the Suda. It's neither an ordinary meal nor a feast. It's much more than that. Man is transposed and man is metamorphosed. The Suda expressed the fellowship between God and man, the participation of Hashem in all of our activities. And he said there are four cardinal distinctions between man and animal regarding eating habits. One, the animal is not selected as to the means it employs to gratify its instinctive drive. Namely, what does the Gemara say? Regarding Abba Kiva, Gemara Sofa. Do you have it? I will show it to you. Gemara says here, very beautiful Gemara. Where's my Gemara? What did Abba Kiva say? Mi'iteni am ha'oretz, ma'adash, elok ha'amor. Gemara says, take a look at this Gemara. It's a merely Gemara. That's just merely. What that was on? And Testament base. Gemara says, from Testament days, on the first wide line, Tanya, Omer Rabbi Akiva, Kshayisi Am Ha'oretz Amarti, Mi'iten Tam Ha'chacham and Tanya Ha'amor. Omer Lo Tami the Rebbe, Amor Kikelech. Why do you say like Amor? Say like a dog. So he answered, Omer Lahem, Zen Neshech V'shover Etzem, Zen Neshech V'shover Etzem. One of them does what? Goes ahead and is Noshech. Noshech means, it bites, correct?
It bites?
Bites.
No,
the shover etzim, it breaks the bone. The zen no shef, and a shover etzim. There's a long about shover here, but the point being that obviously in Amoritz, I'll just read the next lashon of the Gemara, also no get. Tanya hara me ome, kalamasi bitol Amoritz, if you marry your daughter to an Amoritz, ki lo kosum adichel te ari. It's like you put her in front of what?
A lion.
A lion. Ma ari doris ochel menel bashes bani. What does an ari do?
Tramples
on the food, on the foot, and has no bashes panim, no shame. Afamor, it's makir uboil leno bashes panim. That's how he deals with his wife. She's like a chetza, like an object that you simply, shall we say, you take your desires and you act, use her to, shall we say, realize your desires. That's considered to be animalistic, and that's the way many people eat. They eat as animals, as beasts. So here, that's what the Rav is saying. The Rav is saying that we obviously do not eat that way. That's not our mahalach, and that's what he writes over here. I'm just continuing a little bit further. He says, man can employ selectivity in choosing the means of gratification. Two, the animal eats mechanically, has no understanding of the performance of what he is involved in. Man is awestruck before the miracle of an organism taking in and assimilating food, peristalsis. That was a whole discussion here in biology. What's involved? Three, animal eats for itself in seclusion, unaware of anyone else. Doting on himself, focused on himself, man combines eating with companionship. Chazal say, Gdeu Legima, that's how the Gemara says, Fourth, the animal eating exhausts itself in the physiological act of pure gratification. Man takes his natural activity and places it in a new frame of reference of Kedusha. And then he goes on to discuss all these four elements of Salveche, and really an absolutely gorgeous, gorgeous piece. Basically, we're talking about taking the Suda of Leil HaSeder and turning it to, obviously, into Suda Mitzvah, not that it's just purely hedonic in nature, but you are redeeming it. I'll just read another lashon. He says here, the beast eats alone. It drags its victim into its lair in the thick of the jungle, devours it. In order that the physiological, biological function be lifted from the depths of mute, mechanical insensateness and automatism to the heights of spontaneity and intentionality and sacredness, in order that a coercive process be transposed into a free action, into a deliberate performance by a thinking humanist, man must change the basic characteristics of eating. And that's what he speaks about. Man is sociable, gregarious, he loves people, he loves to laugh, he loves to sob with them, and eating becomes a social event, and on and on and on. And his point is, the social event is not simply to cherish carnal pleasure, animalistic pleasure, but rather the idea is to redeem it. Hedone must be purged of vulgarity and obscenity. It must be sublimated and humanized through the experience of the beautiful. Stripping the sexual drive of the urge for food of its beastly ugliness has become an ethical moral rule in Judaism. Beauty is in need of redemption. Was not Delilah lovely? Does not the book of Esther tell us about the developed sense of beauty of Ahasuerus, who was a connoisseur, enjoying food and voluptuous women? What we say his relationship to women was humane, decent, and ethical, and on and on and on. I heard there was a Gestapo officer who was an accomplished musician. The rabbi used to quote this all the time. An expert on Beethoven and Mozart. He was also expert in killing children. He particularly liked to engage in both of his hobbies simultaneously. While he sat at a piano or an organ in the courtyard of the Gestapo headquarters, the Gestapo officer used to line up little babies and children. Ambidextrous as he was, he played Beethoven's Moonlight Sonata with his right hand, while his left hand was shooting innocent babies one by one. Is this the kind of catharsis of which Aristotle spoke? Yeah, matter of fact, if you investigate, the Rav said the background of Hitler's entourage, which consisted of psychopaths and maniacs, you'll find among them many people who have developed a complex sense of beauty, musicians, art critics, and the like. They love beauty and succumb to beauty, but they also like spilling blood, particularly Jewish blood. Somehow beauty did not protect them from murder. It was pure hedone without any redemptive agent. And that's what he speaks here about. He goes into now a discussion about tzimtzum, a person has to be mitzamtzim, in terms of how he eats, and Bechasamoza with the Zimun. And he basically says, what is the Seder? He calls it the Chesed community. A community of Chesed, where we're practicing, called different, Yesed Yechel. He writes here, people who spend time in the concentration camps told me that something dehumanizing happened to most of them. All emotions were extinguished, no compassion, no sympathy, no Chesed, no concern for the Tao. Every human instinct, every noble emotion was nipped in the bud by grisly fear and horror. When they came back to the gates of the camp after 15 hours of work, the Nazi doctor looked at them and began to classify them. You go to the right, you go to the left. Right mean into the cold barracks and empty stomach. Left mean straight to the crematorium. There was no time to practice chesed. There was no time to be concerned about anyone else. There was only one fright. Perhaps the doctor will send me to the left. And once the doctor said right, the prisoner didn't care. He goes on and on. He's a very, and then he speaks about the fact that it's a covenantal meal. And that's the whole idea of converting the Seder into a covenantal meal. So very good Russia. He said that I heard this Russia a few times from off. And it's printed actually in the collection of essays on Pesach that Rapsology has. I won't say you're not Jewish if you invite it, but I hope you will eventually buy that. There's a lot of collections of Rapsology that are the only reason that people have difficulty with English. They say they can't I don't know how to deal with the English. I don't know what the problem is exactly. Okay, we're back in the Agada here. Sorry. So I was in the Manishtana. So here, there's something else that my father was bothered by this kasha also. So why does it say Ben Omdin? Why does it say Ben Yoshin Ben Mesubin? I mean, they quote the rabbi used to go to Rambam in Chizdeyas. I don't know the Rambam right now, but the Rambam there says in Chizdeyas, he said when a person eats, he should eat either be yeshiva, or I think he should move to the left. Yata al smol. Rambam in Chizdeyas. He has a whole halachas regarding achila. So this mentions over there It's a Gemara. The Gemara in Gittin says that it shouldn't. The Gemara says that if you eat meuma, that's a sakana. It's a sakana, is exactly. But you're not supposed to eat meuma. That's why it doesn't say omnim. It's not the right thing to do. Is to be in a position of amina. Okay, but going back here to the to what I said, I mentioned this already a number of times. They say over, my father used to say over, Dubna Magid, and this Halach Ma'anyo, he said that the person who had great poverty suddenly became very wealthy. And then he remained wealthy for a number of years, and then again he lost all of his wealth, became a pauper. But still, despite his now unfortunate situation, he continued his custom. He used to dip the bread into water at the end of each meal. So someone asked him, I understand that you do this when you are wealthy, but now, because you don't want to forget to use the poverty, but now that you're poor again, why are you doing it again? So then again, his point was that he try to remember, shall we say, that which happened, even though it may have been a short period of time where I had wealth. So again, but I want to remember the days where I wasn't wealthy, etc. That's exactly what goes on in Mitzrayim. There's a little Dubna Magid about this. I don't remember. I look it up. So I don't remember. He has there's a Dubna Magid Agada. You ever saw that Agada? Among the 300 Agadas I have the Dubna Magid Agada. But I don't know where it is in my house. I haven't found anything. I've said to myself, oh, Pesach, maybe I'll try to sell some of my Svarim, hopefully. And, okay, but I'm only mentioning this because of the, it's interesting, I think that there are two Girsos here. I see also here, he brings in this Haggadah, there's one Girsa of Halach Ma'anyah, and another Girsa of Ke Halach Ma'anyah. What does that mean? So, what's the Lashon of Ke Halach Ma'anyah? So I think that they say that, he's bringing two Girsos over here. I think Dubna Magid also says this, that during the time of Beis HaMikdash, when we lived in our own land, we were very matzliach, when they ate Lachem Omni, so it was like a zecher to what they did in Mitzrayim. So they would say, Ke Halach Ma'anyah. Similar to what they did then. But now we're in Golos, as Rabbi Goldschmidt said, no Beis HaMikdash. So whether we say Halach Ma'anyah, it's exactly the same bread that they, I think Dubna Magid says that, I'm pretty sure. It's interesting that they say over, what's his name? I saw this, I'm trying to remember, in his Haggadah, I was once lucky to hear a shir from Harav Rabov Sorotskin Tatzal. Rabov Sorotskin, you know the Sorotskin, you probably know Sorotskin here. He's a nephew or a grandson of Rabov Sorotskin. Tells. So when I used to go, I used to visit Tells. I primarily went to visit Rav Gifta, that's all. I had two children went to Tells. Simcha father went to Tells. He's a real Tellsan. You know how he's a Tellsan? He's Mesuda more than you are, Rabbi Goldschmidt. He's Yeki like a Tadaita. Yeki like with him, every minute is measured down to them. That he got from Tells. Not only that, his house is like Mesuda Lahafli. He has 9 children, and the house is Mesudar Shein Kamala. He's a real Yekki. He tells us that Yekki's. So anyway, so at that time, I was zeichet to meet Rav Baruch Sorotskin, Chassad Lebracha, a fair number of times, way before he was Nifta. So he once said a shir, I heard him say shir, that genius, that's that Ibu Yatani. Can't deal with his illusion. So he said a shir. He also has Haggadah. What's his Haggadah called? I had it. You remember what it's called? Hashir v'Hasherach. That's the Haggadah of Baruch Sorotskin. Hashir v'Hasherach. I mean, everyone has Haggadah. Only I don't have Haggadah. And you, maybe. Both of us. But I'm a Goldschmidt, so hopefully you'll also write. I have actually enough material to write Haggadah. And I'm debating whether I should write it in Hebrew or English. And of course, the answer you'll tell me is obvious. Of course, I should write it in English. I should write it in Hebrew. No reason. No. I couldn't even sell 70 Svarim on my Shai Lavi. And the widest farm sale, maybe 70 was sold. It's garnished. And they told me, Moshe Mark told me I should translate into English. Who has time to translate anything? I'm almost finishing my next volume in Hebrew. But maybe you'll read it. Maybe you'll be kind enough to me to tell me your Aras on the Shai Lavi. You ever looked at Shai Lavi? It's a very nice savior, it's a nice idea. I mean, that was just told me recently. Rabbi Shechter just told me he quoted it. He just quoted the whole. He told me, I went through the whole Sefer in one sitting. So he told me. And now he calls the Sefer. He also calls Darash Darash Yosef. Which is very nice. So anyway, so Avzal and Suratsky, Bar Suratsky, Avzal and Suratsky also has Agadah, they all have Agadahs. So Bar Suratsky told me that, what is the difference between Pesach and Aliyah B'Tovim? I mean, there are many chilukim between Pesach and Aliyah B'Tovim, but all each of the other holidays is Zechut Yasin Tzvayim, correct? But that's the reason, which is secondary, correct? Every Yom Tov is Zechut Yasin Tzvayim. By the way, who talks about this? I saw it discussed in Darash Yom Shekseh. He has a piece on this. Every Yom Tov is Zechut Yasin Tzvayim. There are many mitzvahs in the Torah that Zechut Yasin Tzvayim. However, there is the main reason for sure is what? Zman Matan Torah Seinu. The main reason for Sukkot is, what do we say over there? Zman Simcha Seinu. Zechut Yasin Tzvayim is a secondary reason. However, when it comes to correct the Sukkot, the man, what do we say there? Correct? But the fact of the matter is, it doesn't affect the observance of Yom Tov directly. Now, shaking Pesach, there's only one reason for Pesach. That's what Rav Suratskin said. I think it could be quoted by Rav Zalman Suratskin. You know who Rav Zalman Suratskin is? His father.
His
name is Rav Zalman. I forgot who wrote what the name of that God is. I just pushing can't remember. Ashir, I don't recall that. But anyway, so he said in Pesach, the only reason for observing the Yom Tov is that he says that that's the essence of Pesach. And therefore, if someone forgets that he was a slave in Egypt, and he had no mercy on people who are oppressed, people who are impoverished, so then you forgot the very essence of Pesach. Man Fe was saying, that's exactly very. The whole Yisod of Pesach is based on this idea of Avon HaYinu, the power of Mitzvah. By the way, you know, Avon HaYinu, you understand very well, is the answer, as the law used to point out, this is the answer, really, to the question, the four kashas. Where's the answer? Here's this guy asking four kashas. Where are we answering it? So the Rav said we're answering it in the Avodah Ma'inam. That's the answer to the four kashas. So all the shinuyim that we see on Pesach
are described
here in the
Manishtana.
Right?
I never understood how it answers the question. Why is it that we dip to night on Pesach? Because we were slaves. Why is it that we leave because we were slaves? Well, that I hear.
I'll tell you what the Rav said. The Rav quoted from the Shiboli Aleket. I'm saying he liked that saber a lot because Shiboli Aleket said, Baruch HaMok and Baruch Hu is B'chas HaTorah. And the Rav said that also. So he liked, he's one of the Shaykhs. But he discusses this. And those, one of the four questions here. One is,
what do first, we mean?
One second. The question of HaSeba, namely, we want to show, demonstrate what chemis. That's the answer to that question. What about the other questions? Pasha. The other questions relate to Rabbi Gamliel. Correct? That Rabbi Gamliel says, Kol Shol 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 Dvar Me'el, at the end of the Agada, Pesach, Matzah, and Maror. Those are really the answer to all the other questions. And those really, I don't know if Avodah Ma'inu is the answer to the question of Matzah and Maror. I don't think so. Correct? That the Iker, as I said, the Iker Din of Manishtana, which is the question, I mean, we're saying, what are the shinuyim that are taking place? Go ahead. What are the shinuyim that are taking place actually on this night? And that's the question we ask. Manishtana, Alayla, Azev, and Kaalez. That's the answer. And those, the question is really one question. Namely, what's the question that we're asking?
Why is tonight so
exactly unique? And therefore, we lay out where exactly the night is completely different from all the other nights. Interesting, I wanted to mention, but maybe I'll wait till they come back.
I'm sorry for, I keep on leaving also. There's a lot going on. My cousin wants to pick up my my linen and like my blankets because they live here. So they kept on calling me.
Okay, that's it.
I'm not sure I'll be leaving anytime, like from now. We're going until 12:45, I'm assuming.
I'm quite capable of that.
I'm okay with that. I just don't know. That. I think Rabbi Amale wanted to have a shiur in this classroom at 11:30.
He may want to do that, but
it's not going to happen.
Have to move it elsewhere.
Yeah, I don't think he needs all this space anyway.
Now, how many people are here?
11:30 a.m. Rav Reichman giving yeshiva wide shiur on Yitzhak Mitzrayim in Rav David's classroom.
Okay, maybe he thinks so.
I guess it will be somewhere else. I don't know how many people are coming though. Not too many people are here.
Rav Reichman can find a small classroom and it'll be fine. That's fine. Mm-hmm. Over here, when we set up, it's hard to make the move.
Yeah.
A man as young as he is. Let me discuss this also. I have to wait until they come back. Okay.
Sure. Just rush you one more coffee while we're waiting.
I shouldn't answer that because the answer will be yes.
I'm looking to get more coffee.
Oh boy.
I mean, while we're waiting anyway.
Okay. Well.
Of course.
Appreciate it very much.
I'm going to need a lot of coffee today. I have, last night, my roommates left, one of them left at like 1:00 in the morning,
And then the other one left this morning at 5 o'clock in the morning. So I was up from that to that. And then also tonight my flight is at 5 o'clock in the morning. So
I heard that Daniel's flight was canceled.
Yeah, he's still here. It's canceled. They come back tonight.
Nebuch.
Yeah.
What? Did
he have
a coffee? Or went to the men's room. He went to meet Moses.
He went to the men's room.
Okay.
Should I still go to the coffee?
Yes, yes, yes.
How do we pause it? You know how we pause this?
Yeah,
yeah.
Sure.
The Mishnah mentioned in the Manishtana. This is something that requires a little bit of ear. What questions do we have in the Manishtana? We have the following questions. First, the general kasha, which is the main kasha. Then we have kasha, let's say kasha number one. Chomitz matzah, halayla se kula matzah. Kasha number two. Shai Yerokos, Alayla Zemor. Kasha 3, Tibor, Pam Echos, Tonight Shtei Pam. Kasha 4, Ben Yoshim and Mesubin, Alayla Zekul and Mesubin. Now take a look at the Mishnah, Kufte Zainam and Aleph. Here we also have four questions. One second. Look at the Mishnah. Kufte Zainam and Aleph.
Yeah.
Mishnah said, Manishtan, Alayla Zekul and Leilos. Shukha Leilos, Ana Oitum Chamisu Matzah, Alayla Zekul and Matzah. Beseder. Next. Next, look at the third question. Do we have that question? No.
Yeah.
What do we have instead? And the fourth is so
do we have anything?
There's one question here on Kerem Pesach that we don't have. Instead, what question do we have? The question of what? Haseba. Look at the Rambam. The Rambam in Perachas Chametamasa brings five questions. The Rambam has five questions. This and also the question of Maseba. He brings all five of these questions. Now, it could be that these questions are allowed dafka. I mean, what's the Iker question that you have to ask? Manishtana alayla zemekar alaylos. That's really the main issue. Because you want to see what you have to say. I told you a while ago, it has to be Mekuim Derech Shevel Tshuva. It has to be adapted through question and answers. And these questions are basically all the Shinuyim that take place this night. What's the difference in this night and all the other nights? Now there's a Gemara over here, which is very beautiful. On the bottom of Kufta Zayin and Aleph, right before the next Mishnah, the Gemara is talking about Master Menusim Sayin Meshevach. The Gemara quotes Macholis Rabbi Shmuel. Do we start from Tchil Ovdi Abin Azara? Or Abadim, you know, we pass it both. The Rabbi has both. The last seven lines. Omer Rabbi Azara Abdei. Nachman said to Doro, his servant, Abba, the Mapik Lemar, the Cheros, if it ends his release from incarceration by his master, the other day, Kasper Vadavo, and he gives him what? Gold and silver. Why? Din Hanoka, Han, Itani Glomi Tzonkom, Mikarkom, Ikvecho. My boy, the member, what should he say? What should be the response of the Eber? Omalei, he answers, Boy, lo du, ilu shibuche. What should he do? He should say, Shevach lo do, to his master.
His master gave him money?
The fact that he, number one, released him from incarceration. Number two, he also gave him
money.
So you should say Sherech Lodot. Omalei, so what's the answer? Patrasam Milomar Manishtana. So what do you see from the Gemara, from the story? And the Gemara says, Pasav Yama Abadamon Yinom. So you see that these questions are lav dafka. See, a poor Gemara. And these questions are lav dafka. V'haraya. In this instance where he was released from incarceration and now is being given money and is obligated in Sherech Lodov, but Lav Dafka that he has to ask all the questions. Here it says Patrasim, Lo Manishtana. It's interesting that Tesis actually points out, and this is actually mentioned by other Rishonim. I mean, Lav Dafka, these questions, what? You're limited to these questions? You're not allowed to ask any other questions? Of course, you have to ask all the questions that, shall we say, trouble you. And that is obviously the whole idea. The Rambam writes something that we saw this Rambam Perzai from the Matzah, that you have to Torah Lasso Shinuyim or Shinu Dalaila Zeh, Kidesh Yiru V'Yishalom. They have to go ahead and do all kinds of different things on this night. And he tells you, what are the Shinuyim? You give back Torah Sagosim to the little children. So they ask, my high, why suddenly are you giving me Torah Sagosim? And it says, Oikin HaShokul Lutheim. Before they eat, there's a kiras hashulchan. These all these things are done. Again, though, and by the way, the Rambam again, this is the takaros chazal, but it's takaros chazal. But as I said, that lav dafka has to be carried out exactly with these four questions, and it's clear. Okay, but I was going back to what I said before, namely all the other yom tovim azeh letzias mitzrayim. There are many mitzvahs azeh letzias mitzrayim, as pointed out in the Sefer Dorash Rosh Yosi. However, Pesach, the Mahus, a Pesach is Eichel and Tzeis Mitzrayim. That's what we say over here. Avonim Aginom, the Par Mitzrayim. That's what we mention over here very clearly. And therefore, we mention again this notion of we are Avon. Now, let's read further. I spoke about this yesterday, but I want to add something. Vivlo, Siakadosh Baruch Hu, Savasem Mitzrayim, Harionu, Uvanenu, Uvnevanenu, Yishuvanim Aginom, the Par Mitzrayim. So this is a very difficult statement. I mentioned yesterday, because it's unlikely that after so many hundreds and hundreds of years, we will still be Meshuba to the power of Mitzrayim. You know, there were massive empires that went under. The Macedonian Empire, the Roman Empire, the Greek Empire, correct? That during the course of many years, so there's no hechrech that the Egyptians are going to remain with their hegemony, very not mistaber. We know that the Rishon writes in the Sechas Yadayim, Basan Cheru Bilbal Osirumal, San Cheru came and he dispersed all the nations. So why does it say we would still be Meshuva, the power of Mitzrayim? So there are two pshatim we said yesterday. One, we said Ramban. Ramban writes that Mitzrayim is a fortress. Not one servant could escape from Mitzrayim. Unbelievable Ramban. Ramban writes that it was an absolute fortress. And no one able to escape from that fortress. But there's a second, of course, answer that, who said this yesterday, I forgot. Tvei dinim and abdus. One is, of course, physical abdus.
That the mindset,
other,
right?
That's right. And the other is what?
Your mindset.
A mindset. And that a person is has a shibud kind of mentality. And even though maybe the goof, there's no chalois of an eved, but in the mindset, there's a mentality of being an eved. And both of these were, before we were avodim Mitzrayim, we were physically enslaved by the Egyptians, but also, we had also the shibud mentality. I mentioned Ibn Ezra. Ibn Ezra, the kasha, I told the story last night. Ibn Ezra, the Ibn Ezra is the kasha, he says that, why is it that when Paro was pursuing them, we have the Yam in front of us, 600,000 plus strong Jews, we couldn't take, the Torah says, Vayikach, he took Sheshmeel Svechev, Parashim Mishalishim Akula, we couldn't handle that number of Parashim. The answer is no, because we had a slave mentality. It was a shibud, not just a shibud aguf, but a shibud anefesh. And that's what he's saying. That Elul, Tzavosh Baruch Hu, said, Mitzrayim, what did he do? He gave us the Torah. I mentioned yesterday, it's not just a kinyan aguf, but it's more, much more than that. Without Matan Torah, we don't have freedom. Remember we spoke about, Alex mentioned this philosopher. Oh. It's actually found in Rishonim. There's a difference between freedom from and freedom to. And unfortunately, many people in the world don't understand the mission. What's the pshat in that Mishnah?
Don't be a slave to your body.
Why is it Ein lecha ben Torah al mishasig b'Torah? On the contrary, the fact that I'm able to go to a bar in Tel Aviv, the fact that I'm able to watch movies all day and all night, the fact that I can hang out here and hang out there, isn't that the ideal freedom? No. That is not freedom to. That's freedom from. Freedom from what? Freedom from Torah. What does freedom from Torah mean? That I'm essentially bound to my central desires, to my yitzarim. They're in control. They're in total control of my... And that's what it says over here. Elah to HaKadosh Baruch Hu Mitzrayim, Harionu Vonenu Vonenu, Mishubadim Hayinu L'Parah Mitzrayim. And the simple pshat is I was saying now, that the tachlis of the entire world is for what purpose? For two reasons. One for Klal Yisrael, one for Torah. The Rashi I told you, beginning of Rashi, Rashi is truly a social link of Rashi. Navi says, if you have a Kodesh Yisrael Hashem, Reshes Tivuaso. Because of the Torah, is also called Reshes, Hashem Kononi, Reshes Darko. That's Yerushalmi. Yerushalmi writes in the Dorim, Hashem created the world, he created the Torah before he created the world. He's talking about Aisa, the Zohar says, Abrahama. The Torah was the blueprint for the creation of the entire world. That's what we're saying over here. That the fact of the matter is that once, it's interesting that Chazal say that every Melchama that takes place in the morning of us. Ain Muhammad Bada Eilon El Vishud Yisrael. I think I told you, I guess Asal Rachik once about this, because it's a Pasuk in Tzvanya. Rashi quotes it three times in Tanakh. Rashi quotes this Pasuk in Tzvanya, this is so that even the wars. Rashi in Bo Eira mentions it. Rashi mentions it in Tanakh, and also Rashi in Devayomim. Three times Rashi mentions this idea that every war that comes into the world comes about because of Klal Yisrael. So, yes, Asal Rachik. That's the connection between Vietnam and Klal Yisrael. You don't remember that war before your time.
No, I was a little younger.
There were a lot of, unfortunately, young Jews who, I was actually almost drafted to Vietnam, which would not have been a good thing, neither for the war effort nor for anybody else. I was able to extricate myself by becoming a 4D student, a divinity student. And ultimately I became connected to divinity. But the point being that all the wars that take place in the world all are connected to Klal Yisrael. The Gemara says in Megillah, Melchama Nami Haschalta Ligulahi. The Melchama is considered to be the beginning of Geula. I mean, for example, the wars that took place between Germany and France, there's so many wars in the course of history of the world that they actually, interesting, I think this is already mentioned, you know where the wars began? Where the Chachmei Ashkenaz, the Chachmei Tzarkas, the Balei Tesis were living. That's where the wars actually took place. Once the Torah actually then subsequently, you know, the different ways, the Torah actually was in Europe, was in Germany, so France in the days of Balei Tesis, later on it went to Poland, and the like, so that already, and then you begin to have wars between Russia and Germany, all connected somehow, in some fashion, to Klal Yisrael. Eretz Yisrael also. You want to talk about wars, this country, was founded upon literally wars since the founding of the state in 1948. So again, constant wars between ourselves and our quote-unquote cousins that we are subjected to. Because again, everything is because of Klal Yisrael, because of the Torah. And the fact of the matter is that that's what we're saying over here. Elo, Tzekos Baruch Hu, we said, Mitzrayim, Harayana, Vaneinu, Vanei, Vaneinu, Meshubadim, Hayinu, Parag, Mitzrayim. And then it says further, Afilu, Kolam, Chacham, Kolam, 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 Mitzvah, Lenin, the Sabbath, B, Tzias Mitzvahim. I said that Lashon Rav Soloveitchik was Ominon. What's B, Tzias Mitzvahim? He said that B, Tzias Mitzvahim, we have to investigate, we have to analyze, we have to delve into, correct? That's what means B, Tzias Mitzvahim. Chalam Abba, the Sabbath, B, Tzias Mitzvahim, HaRezim Meshubah, that's considered to be, shall we say, something, because again, the Mitzvah is Talmud Torah, and obviously, Talmud Torah, Ain Sof in the Mitzvah Talmud Torah. There's actually a very famous, this is years ago, my father was showing me to say this over. You probably are familiar with, this is the question, what's the connection between, we asked earlier, Halach Ma'anya, and the part of the end. What does it say at the end? Hashata Ocha, Lashana Bobi Arad Yisrael, Hashata Ocha, Lashana Bobi Necheri. So there's a Ksav Sefer, also with Haggadah. So he quotes the Chemis HaBobis. Which is, there's a Rav, a very chashuv Rav in my neighborhood, Rav Linowitz. So that's his favorite sefer, Rabbi Goldschmidt knows him. His favorite sefer is Chavis HaMolitz. He knows it by heart. I'm not exaggerating. He's very into Chavis HaMolitz. He says, actually, there are three types of precious. You know, Shara precious that Siddur Shorim has, Chavis HaMolitz also has such a Shara. So he explains over there, there are three types of absence from luxuries. Let's say a person is poor. So when they're poor, you can't afford any kind of luxuries. Then you have a second person who can afford to indulge and to be extravagant, but he holds all of his money under the pillow,
a hoarder,
under the bed, wherever they keep the money, maybe the bank. And the third, which is really the ideal form of preacher, is a person who can afford the finer things in life, but why does he refrain from doing so? Because he's afraid that succumbing to his desires, he might be carried away. Chazal said, he was in the Dorim, that the Zorim Me'anim Shehem takes a Torah. But usually, where do you find Torah? Among B'nai Aniyim. People are not so the highest socioeconomic, shall we say, class. Generally, they tend to be more Maisa Nefesh, they tend to be more committed to Talmud Torah, etc. Anyway, so the ideal of Avodas Hashem is what the Mishnah says. Pass by Melech Teichel. Even though the Torah Tamima's aunt, the wife of the Nitziv, read the Mishnah of Lashon Bitnia, not possible. Taught to learn Torah, one is in a state of poverty and affliction, and one is destitute, one is forlorn, not easy. But that's not the Pashup Shah. Pashup Shah in the Mishnah is that a person should be Mistati Nabuad to try to live simply, not extravagantly. And the Gemara says in the famous Gemara Brach, the Yud Zayin, Kol Oilam Nizom Shul Chanina Mani. Chanina Mani, Daila, Bekat Chulu, Meir Shabbos, Meir Shabbos. that the whole world is sustained through the merit of Hanina. He himself used to eat chum is the baksa that we have on Tu B'Shvat. Carobs, I mean, it translates carobs. So Shabbos, you have Shabbos. So he lived a very little, he stopped eating the once. That's the point. And then I just say there, it says in Shechonach, by the way, the person is supposed to take out, he actually mentions it, supposed to take out the best dishes and utensils. He's supposed to decorate the Seder, the Shulchan, actually as beautifully as you possibly can. Nevertheless, when you sit down to eat, what does your meal consist of? Lachamayni. Even though you have all your beautiful kelim, it says in Halacha that it's called about the Magen Avraham and others, you can even take out things that you took as a mashko. A mashko means that you took as collateral. You lend money to a non-Jew. Normally, not allowed to use a mashko. It belongs to somebody else. You took the mashko, if he doesn't pay up, so then you'll be able to collect the chov through the mashko. But here, then is you're allowed to take the mashko, and don't think you have beautiful kelim, and you see it as a mashko, and you put it out on the table, and that is the din. But I'm eating lechemoni, so I'm not doing it because of poverty. And it's not caused by miserliness. That's the high level of precious. That's the chesed halav. It's like savior writes like that.
Is that the hacker of the Rechush Kano?
What, I'm sorry?
Could that be the hacker of the Rechush Kano?
Very good. I said that's very good. By the way, in the Torah you have, very good, I like that. You mentioned the story of the Beis HaLevi, of Chaim Briska. But the pasuk says in Eretz Yisrael, Ki Hashem Elokecha, Mediachad Eretz Tova. Eretz Yisrael is described the beginning of the world twice. It's very good about itself. I've never sold sleep, but also has it. It's very good about itself. It's there in the sorrow. But there's another, there are different pshatim over there. But one pasuk says, in Ekev, Yashem Okechem and Yachal Eretz Tova, Eretz Nachli Moyim, Ayonos, Usahomos, Yotzin, Bapiko, Vahar, Eretz Chita Sora, Zayt Shemen, Marim, Eretz Chita Sora, Gefen Tema Rimon, Eretz Zayt Shemen, Uzvash, Eretz Ashelob, Miskein, Ustachal Balechem, Losetsa Kolba, Eretz Hashem Abonel Barzil, Me'arei Atzatzah Becheshes, Ve'achal V'savot, Ve'achdash Hashem Elokech, Ve'arei Atzatzah Becheshes. So what do you see? That Eretz Yisrael is lacking in nothing. All the luxuries that one could possibly want exist in Eretz Yisrael. That happens to be completely and totally true. There's no question about it. No sex on kolba. Nothing is missing in Eretz Yisrael. Sometimes Americans come to Eretz Yisrael, they think, this cereal is missing, that cereal is missing. All the cereals are here. Every single cereal. We have to search for them, but they're all here actually. Whatever the case is, that's why Hashem, right here today, it says, Hisham Elecha. What is the Hisham Elecha? The Torah says, again, you might be carried away and overindulged coming to Eretz Yisrael, and forget about Hashem, you're sent back to Golis. And again, the reason why you usually rebel against Hashem, the Gemara Brach is, Vayishman, Yeshurun, Vayivan. Shamanta, Avisa, Kasisa. We got it all covered up with layers. Layers of fat, layers of indulgence. And that's what happens. People get, shall we say, covered up with layers. Layers of iPhones, layers of smartphones, layers of all kinds of other extravagances, layers of restaurants, layers of papagayos, layers and layers and layers. And as a result, Vayitosh Eloha Asavu, Vayinabel Tzurishu Asavu. The Pasuk says in Hazino, it mentions that we then exist. So you see that the key to return to Eretz Yisrael is the need to be Masabi Nahua, to be satisfied with limited resources. We don't have to go ahead and overindulge, etc. And that's why what we do is on Pesach night, the following, we bring out all our fancy kelim, and we also eat lechemoni. We invite poor people to eat with us, called dichven, to show we're willing to share our wealth with others. But obviously, because of this kind of lifestyle that we have, which is Masabi Nahua, so then we're not worried about Chas V'Shalom rebelling against Hashem Yisbarach. So Ksav Sefer has a whole obstacle to it. Okay, so anyway, this is the pshat over here. V'ilu, L'Hotzi HaKadosh Baruch Hu Zavaseinu Mitzrayim, Mitzrayim, Arianu, V'nei Vaneinu, V'Shibadim Hayino, L'Paro V'Mitzrayim. I think I told you that that's the way they translate Mitzrayim Yaltano Hashem Elokeinu and Beis Avonu B'Nisonu, Tzvei Dinu. That we were physically slaves, but Beis Avodim is a mentality, a mindset of Shibud, and that mindset is what Hashem was able to somehow take us out of by giving us the Torah, and that's why it says that everyone is obligated to become involved in the mitzvah of Sibud Sisasai, and Palam Marbe, it's Yasmin Sayyid Rezim Basuba. Interesting, the Tesefta, quoted by the Mechaber, quotes Tesefta, he brings it. Tesefta says, Chai Vodom, Lassam, Dichas, Apesel, Kol, Alayla, Afilu Beino, I forgot what it says, Beino, Levein, Beino, Beino, Levein, Atzmo, you're obligated to learn the Alachas Apesel. Afsalaj used to say that part of the din of Sibra's Yetzer Mitzrayim involves also halacha. Not only the Sibra Anes, not only the Yetzer Mitzrayim, not only all the details that relate to Mitzrayim, but also Limud Halachas. That's why Yechai Vasov Bechas HaPesach Kol HaLayla. He brings, the Emek Racha claims that this is based on the Gemara. The Gemara says that Chai Vasov Bechas HaChag Bechag Bechas HaPesach Bechasach Atzeret Batzeret Gemara, the end of Megillah, I'm on the base. Now that's, he said, that's the mark of this halacha. But the Pasha says not like that. It says, Afil Beino Levein Beino. Beino Levein Atzma, Beino Levein Talmido. Bar Kesher. So the Rav said, no, it's kosher to see what Yetzer Mitzrayim. The Din of Sipur has many aspects to it. Not only narrating what happened, and not only saying Shevach Vodah, the Rav said the word Haggadah has many translations. Lahagid, to narrate. Lahagid, Lahoit, to testify. Lahagid, Shevach Vodah, Hashem Yisbarach. Lahagid, Talmud Torah. There are many, many different aspects, actually, regarding, and this is all based on this Tosefta, that's quoted actually in quoted in Shulchan Aruch La'alochim. It's interesting. The next item over here, Ma'aseh Rav Elazar Rav Yishuv Ben Azariah, Shem Yisuv Ben Bnei Brak. It says, "Vayim Misav Miyad Ben Hagada." Vayim Misav Mitzias Mitzrayim Kol Olsa Alayla. Shabbos Tavidim Yomalem. Abaseinu Yias Man Kriya Shema Shel Shachris. So you see that they were. What does it mean they were involved in Mitzias Mitzrayim Kol Olsa Alayla? What were they doing? So it says in Halacha, Mechaber writes, quotes this Tosefta. And it says the following: Chayiv Adam Lasak Bechus HaPesach Ulesape Benisim Neflos Kol Alayla. And when did that take place? After I finished the Seder. That's the Lashon Mechaber. After the four Kosos, and after Shvach Hamasva, and after Hallel, and after the fourth Kos, then Chayiv Adam Lasak Bechus HaPesach. It's quoted in Tope Aleph, I think, in the Mechaber. Quotes this halacha, and the Shulchan Aruch seems to indicate this is after. Take a look at Tope Aleph. It's after the Seder is over. So this din is dafka after the Seder is over, that one is obligated to go ahead and engage in halachas of Pesach Kol HaLayla. And obviously, you know, Rav Soloveitchik said that, what's the answer to the Chacham? I told you this the other night. I spoke about this on Monday night, if you remember. He said there's a difference between the Chacham. The focus of the Chacham is B'tzibonu. He said, the Tzibi Hashem. I said, there's shmuz about this on Monday night. The Dalabanim, I think it was taped, I hope. Anyway, excellent. And there, in the context of that, I mentioned something else. What do we tell the Chacham? So what do we mention to the Chacham? We're mentioning to him what? The aspect of Halacha. And Rav Soloveitchik said, you know what it means? Many of the say this. We tell him from the first Mishnah to the last Mishnah. What's the last Mishnah? So a Chacham, you could actually really spell out to him the whole range of halachas that apply from the beginning, Bir Chametz and Digam Chametz, go all the way to the last Mishnah, Imsach and Meyatir Pesach Hati Kaima.
Which is fascinating because it's not relevant for another year.
That's right. That's correct. But, okay.
That's the message. Talmud Torah is not about
it. Right. But the Rav is saying that by studying Hippos Pesach, it's a key of a secret to Yisrael. Right. It's not just like the Emek Bracha says, Chai Vadu Vasav. But it's much more than that. It's part of the mitzvah of Sipur, is also the obligation, and Baharai the Mishnah. V'dorshim, Rami Yom Elvi, Yashim Kol HaPashah Gol, Mazav V'dorshim. Dorshim, Drash, of course, is obviously Talmud Torah. And that's exactly what they were doing the entire night here. And the fact of the matter is that, in general, this din that is mentioned, I mean, you have actually, what's the Lashon here? Be it yet also, it says that they were misabim be it yet mitzrayim, similar to the same lashon that we had before, because it shows it's a different Talmud Torah. Be it yet mitzrayim, the losa alayla shabo tamidem yomalem abaseinu yigia zman kriyas shema shel shachris. Now I wanted to mention, my father was very, very concerned about the number four that takes place on Pesach night. There are four kashas, there are four kaisas. There are four bonim. Why four? What's going on with this particular number, the number four? So the going, I think I mentioned this when we spoke about the Mashon Ari the other day, Nadal of the base. The going also says, according to the Gemara, there are four types of people who have to say Shach Vodah Tashem Yisbarach. Number one, Yordei Ayam. Number two, we said what? Hochim Yidbaros. Number three, are those who are the Beis HaSurim, and number four, those that were Cholim. So at the time of Yetzias Mitzrayim, we all crossed the Yamsuf, we all traveled through the Midbar, we all were released from prison, and we all were Cholim. Matter of fact, Chazal say, what happened in Mantera? All of our ailments were healed. That's what Chazal said. Dafke Van Terah. But all these four we underwent. The Rosh writes in Sochin, I think we read this Rosh. He compares the matzah, he said there's a carbon tegel that's being brought because you're all, shall we say, in prison. But we want to stress our obligation to offer thanks to Hashem for all four things. So we mention other things that come in multiples of four. That's basically connected, as I said, connected to these four. But the fact of the matter is that there are many, many zeros that Chazal tell us what happened in Mitzrayim. What the Pasuk writes at the beginning of Shmos, in Ben Hu Ba'amitim Osav, in Basi Lachoyo, right? This idea that all male children are going to be killed. Chazal say that when Paro became Metzora, he slaughtered Jewish children, and the Medrash writes he bathed in their blood. That's where actually we have a Pasuk in Chumash that we mentioned this idea. And Chazal say, according to the Medrash, there were children who were burnt in fiery furnaces. And when Yisrael, when we didn't fulfill our quota of bricks, they took the Jewish children and used them in the place of bricks by putting them in the walls. They were literally Nismaich, and they were put into the walls. And many, many is a host of Xeris that Chazal had. Even what it says here, Vayaras and Yenu. So the Medrash tells us, as the Ralagoda says, Zu Prishas Da'acharetz. Means men and women were separated, prevented from having children. That was the goddess of Tachas HaTapuach, what the Gemara says in Saita. Rashi quotes it in Shir HaShirim. We just saw Rashi in Pekude, Maras HaTzeves, Asher Tzavu Pesach Ha'amayit, that they enticed their husbands to have children. Tachas HaTapuach. Someone spoke about that here. I don't know who it was. You probably were there. I think it was told by someone. I don't remember, but someone told me. And also, as I said, Moshe Rabbeinu told Paro, "Vanenu dosenu nelech." And what did Paro say? No, the chuna agvarim, only the gvarim. Moshe wanted to go, "Vanenu dosenu." He said, "No, the chuna agvarim." V'yit was Hashem ki also atem v'akshem. What's the point of taking little children, getting them involved in avodas Hashem? But anyway, there's a very famous klayakar. My father Roshon was very into this klayakar. The klayakar has a sefer called Eilu Sefrayim. No one knows about that sefer except I, because my father Roshon was very indeed loved the klayakar. The klayakar actually has a comment on the Manush Tana, and he claims that there are four basically bad midos of Klal Yisrael that causes the going to go. The first is what it says here. Shevucha alayos ha'azim chametz matzah, halayla zeh kula matzah. What does chametz represent, and what does matzah represent? Chametz represents, what the Gemara says in Brach, is also Yitzayin. So shev yisim ha'ake, means the yeast that causes the dough to ferment, to rise. We're talking about, unlike matzah, which represents anava, matzah represents humility, and harmony. So the Baal HaGadol said, the first reason why this Golos is different, because in the past there was a lot of bickering, there was tremendous machlekes, and that is really a cause of Golos. Wow. But we're trying to come to a point where what? Where the matzah prevails, where there's harmony and peace, and that's what we say. Shevucha alayos ha'azim chametz matzah. That's the Lashon. The Lashon too, the Lashon of the Baal HaGadol is also here. It's a pasuk actually, but anyway, that's one. The second thing is Ruchal Ez Arachim Shai Yerakos, pursuit of materialism, says the Olas Ephraim. In the past Golos, there was not such a great longing for money and wealth. People weren't satisfied with Shai Yerakos, simple vegetables, simple necessities. But today, Maror. You know why? When you gather and amass riches, it embitters the life of a person who attempts to become wealthy. Third, Chal Ez Enon Mabilim Afilu Pamachas Ara Zeshnei Pamin. The answer is, other Galios, we didn't dip our food at all. I mean, what do gluttons do? They serve relishes and want to whet their appetite so their enjoyment of the food will be enhanced. So other Galios, we only matbil pa'mechas, we were mistabi b'mu'ad. Halay la'zeh, we want to have a double portion of tigris, a triple portion of tigris, a homer portion of tigris. And four, b'chal le'el sa'na oichel me'yeshiva v'subin, that means, of course, yeshiva is a sign of gaiva, v'subin, halay la'zeh kolonu v'subin. Sitting in a reclining position represents gaiva. In the past galios, we acted with gaiva sometimes, and sometimes humility. This galos, kulana masubim, we're totally conceited, totally arrogant.
What's the difference between first and fourth?
They're similar, but again, one refers to more, shall we say, this refers to a posture, and how we postured ourselves.
Yeah, so both when you gaiva is, an outward gaiva and an inner gaiva, because
the character,
right? And you know, gaiva, right.
But the amazing thing is, and this is the Yadua, there's a Chassam Sefer who writes that you can only make matzah from materials that can become what? Can become chametz. So too, Hashem created man with all these frailties and weaknesses to give us the opportunity to overcome them. Means only we have the ability to make choices and to choose between tov and ra, etc., etc. And we know that it's interesting. The Gemara says in Shabbos that when Moshe Rabbeinu went up to receive the Torah at Har Sinai, so what is HaKadosh Baruch Hu, what happened over there? So the Malachim right away came with a taina against the Velshon. They said, don't give it to lowly mortals, because we mortals are frail, we are weak, we succumb to our desires, we succumb to our temptations, we're full of yitzarim, full of passions, full of sexuality, full of animalistic kind of behavior, etc., etc. Who should it be given to? Malachim? And what did Hashem say, Moshe Rabbeinu? Give them an answer. Moshe Rabbeinu was told to respond to his Malachim. What does Moshe Rabbeinu say? Klum kina yesh beinechem. Klum sinu yesh beinechem. Do you have any of these midos that unfortunately human beings sometimes have and utilize them incorrectly, namely envy and obviously hatred and things of that sort? Do you have any evil inclination? There's no challenge for you to observe the Torah. You have no mechira. You're pure Malachim. So the Torah cannot be given to you. It's no great kunz that you're going to obey the Torah, because a Malach is a Shriach who has no Bechira. Yishlach Malach of the Fonav, and by the way, also Malach of Ruchos, Mishas of Eshlayet. By the way, they carry out the Dvar Hashem without any question. There's no suffix, there's no discussion, there's no Avami. Because they are Malachim, they have to carry out the Rasad of Hashem is Barach. Mashayin King, we obviously clearly don't have that kind of approach. So this is also include the greatness of Klal Yisrael that we have Yitzharim. Even though I said a week or two ago, I said he didn't like it, one of your colleagues over there. So I said that the ideal Madrega is to come to a point where we have no Bechira, we lose our Bechira. The Rabban says it, the Rishayim say it very clearly. He says, there are two Tochachas. There's one Tochach of Amr Chugoysai and one Tochach that's found in the Pasha of one tochacha that's found in Chukesai, one tochacha that's found in Kisavo, and look at the difference in the language of the two tochachas. It's also very fascinating. Here in the Chukesai, the Torah mentions the tochacha, and you see that these tochachas are not there at the highest of levels. And that's really amazing. It's just a very beautiful story, a beautiful diuk actually in the lashon of the psukim. Take a look in the Berach Avav. Oh, I'm sorry. Is the Chumash there somewhere? You have the Perek Chavav in the Chukesai. So here, when the Torah speaks about what's going to happen, basically we're going to go into Golos, and we're going to be consumed by our enemies, and the situation will be far from ideal. So, and then it says further, look in Chavav, Pasuk Lamaches, V'avadatim Bagoyim, V'achlas Tem Eretz Levechem, we're going to be eaten up, we're going to be consumed. V'anishorim Lechem, those who remain, Yimaku Ba'avainam, we're going to literally melt and drown. So what's going to be the reaction? You'll be vidui. In other words, the Rambam interprets carry, you don't see the Yad Hashem. You see all kinds of events that happen, but you don't see how Yad Hashem is being mechaving a person in his life. I told you a number of times that since I moved from Beit Shemesh to Ramat Beit Shemesh about 6 months ago, I'm astounded at the Yad Hashem of my life. I was full of trepidation, which is the honest truth. I didn't know what was going to happen. And Ribbono Shel Olam, v'chasadov hagdolim, wow. I'm in a situation which to me is Ribbono Shel Olam, his kindness and his beneficence and his absolute chasadim from which are unparalleled, providing me even with things I never had before, especially opportunities to say shiurim, which to me is always my biggest yetzer hara, and to say shiurim to talmidei chachamim, to real b'nei Torah, people who are avreichim, and even though they don't necessarily, shall we say, always see things the way I do, but in terms of learning, Talmud Torah is common to all of us. That's something that I have the opportunity to do, which is really outstanding. So here we have vidui, and we have, what does the next pasuk say? Avani eilech imam v'keri. So why does Hashem respond to us in that fashion? If they're saying vidui, then Afani Eichem Amar Keri. So what apparently you have to assume automatically, the tshuva is not complete. There's still something lacking in the tshuva. That's why the next pasuk says, Memalek O'oz Yikana Livavam He'orea. What does that mean? Their uncircumcised hearts will be rendered humble. There'll be a hachna of the vavam he'arel. But then the Torah goes on. Even Hashem will remember Bisi Yaakov, the Avos Bisi Yitzchak, the Avos Bisi Avraham. The Aretz Teilzei Mehem, the Siretz Shapsum Seah, Boshama Mehem. So we don't yet have the full tshuva. Now take a look at Kisavo. There you see a totally different kind of situation. Again, then we have Tachacha. There, the carry is not the main issue, as it is in the Chukosai. But there, the Torah tells us the problem is Tachas Hashem Olavatas Hashem Olokecha B'Simcha V'Tuv Leiva Merol Kol. But what's going to happen there at the end? So where is the Nechama? Every Tachach has to have a Nechama. So the Nechama over here in Chukosai is the Vidui. But the Vidui, as I told you, was only the first step. Here, in Kisavo, the Torah speaks about being dispersed. You look in Perich of Ches, Pasuk Samadal, Behepitzcha Hashem, Bechol Ha'amim, Mitzeh Oretz, Ve'akteh Oretz, and we're going to really be dispersed. And then a little bit, you have Behashivcha Hashem, Mitzvahim, Bandios, Eile Dere Abris. Unlike the Bris of Choreb, which is the Bris of Pashas of Chukosai, here the Bris is Eretz Moav. So now look at Nitzavim. In Nitzavim, that's what you see, the Nechama, or you see actually, the Baruch Hashem is once again going to reconcile himself with us. For those, the Lashon of the Pasuk that is found over here in Perek Lamed, Pasuk Vav. Here it said in the Chukosai, O Oz Yikana Liv Vavam He'arel. What does it say here in Nitzavim? Umal Hashem Elokecha Zavavcha. That's the highest Madrega, Mila Saleh, says the Ramban right here on the spot. What's Mila Saleh? Shelo Yisaveh Velo Yachmo Klal. No Taiva, no Chemda, no Yitzahara. Totally, shall we say, squelched. Yitzahara has been completely subdued to the point where Mabachiv is only the Kibun Atov, only one direction, and that's the ideal Madrega that a person has to achieve. And we see that actually here in the context of this Pasha of Kisavo. That's what I explained. It's interesting, the Ababinel, his Haggadah, Ababinel has the most beautiful Haggadah. My father Shem was very much in love with the Ababinel Haggadah. The Ababinel was always concerned about all the contradictions of Haggadah. The whole Haggadah is Molly Steris. On the one hand, we dip like free people. On the other hand, we're eating matzah, which is essentially lechemoni. On the one hand, we eat mara, which signifies enslavement. On the other hand, we are busy baseba, like b'nei charei. So how does, what exactly is happening? Of course, the answer, of course, is tzvei dinim. There's a dialectic that takes place on Pesach night. Namely, we have elements of both. And of course, there's a power struggle, if you want to put it that way. There's a kind of itnakshut, a type of clash between the different elements that are relevant on Pesach night. And again, hopefully at the end of the day, of course, achrichin yetzer b'chush gogol, that's going to be the upshot of all of this. But the fact of the matter is that Chazal tell us that in the Mitzrayim we were in the 49th Madrega of Tumah, and Hashem Yisbarach had to literally. Pasuk says Vayigash. Rabbanu Vayigash has a famous discussion about the concept of Yibidu Mitzrayim Chaliyah, Gemara Makis. But he's speaking from a more Kabbalistic standpoint. Nani Hashem Hashem Yisbarach Tumasa. Hashem had to go down to Mitzrayim. That was Yirida L'Toch Tumah. Ein Bayis Hashem in Shomais. Mitzrayim is a makom tami. But of course, that Yerida was only lahaloisai, in order that we should have a Yerida l'tzarech aliyah. As they state in Ramban, the Mishnah Sanhedrin, Kalani Mereshe, Kalani Mizrayi, Ani Hashem Asherchi Nimam, B'Sarech Tumasam, Hashem is with us, even though we are in a state of Tuma, and therefore Hashem is brought, continues to accompany us, no matter what the situation is. So here again, back in the, what we mentioned before, Ilu l'hotzi ha'kadosh baruch hu zachutzenu mitzrayim, harionu, vanenu, ve'ilonenu, even though, had we sunk to one more level, then Rachman Lansam, we would not have been able to emerge from Mitzrayim. We came to the lowest level, lowest Madrega of Shari Tumah, and we weren't able to be saved. Because Moshe Rabbeinu, we reached the 49th level of Kedusha. Only the fifth level he didn't reach. So, Pashkin sees the Torah tells us there are two requests that Moshe Rabbeinu has of Hashem Yisbarach. One is, Hareini Noz Kvodecha, and the other one is, that Hodieni Nas Tvachecha. So to the second, Hodieni Nas Tvachecha, Hashem responded affirmatively. Namely, Yud Gimel Mila Shavachim. That's how we connect to Hashem's Baruch, through the Yud Gimel Mila Shavachim. But to the other request, So Moshe Rabbeinu reached the 49th Madrega of Kedusha. And here we are now on the 49th level of Tumah. They call yourself Mitzvah. We lowered, we went down to the, and Hashem had to go down. When it says, Va'erei, Hashem himself, Ki'ilu, Kaviyachal, only went to Yerida. He went down to Mitzvah, Mitoch HaTumah. So basically, always to give the Moshe. Moshe the Kohen, Shanatha to Masa Mitzakvaras. The Tumah of the Kohen goes in the Beis HaKvaras. We know the Tumah requires Shemira. Rashi writes many times in Shas, Pasuk Gemara and Shabbos. The Gemara says, the Pasuk says, Mishmeres Tumosa, Mishtei Tumas HaKvaras Medaber, Achas Tumah Da'ira, Achas Tumah Tzmeya. So the Kohen says, what to do? My Tumah falls to Beis HaKvaras. What should I do? Tumah requires Shemira. Shall I go into Beis HaKvaras? I'm not allowed to go into Beis HaKvaras, the Kohen says. Correct? On the other hand, I can't leave my Tumah. The Beis HaKvaras, let me go down one time, Chat Pami, in order to save my Tumah. And then I'll be able to, that's what Hashem says. He's the Kohen, he has to go into Beis HaKvaras of Mitzrayim, came by as Hashem and Shomeis in order to salvage his Truma, being called Yisrael. The Pasuk Yimayol, he says, Kodesh Yisrael Hashem Reisha Tuasa. Truma is the beginning of the Tua. The first crops are called Truma. Reisha is the Goncha, Tiroshcha, Mitzarecha. Reisha is Gain, Soncha, Titan, the obligation to give Truma to a Kohen. So Hashem has to go down, his head has to show, we've fallen to the 15th Madrega, then we could not have been redeemed. We would have been remained, God forbid, in a situation where we would be literally not no longer redeemable. So now I just want to finish by saying at least this part. Kol amarbem l'saper b'tziyach mishalim. What does it say here? Harezem meshubach. So there's a very famous Meshech Chochma. In Meshech Chochma, I heard from Rav Soloveitchik also on a number of different occasions. He pointed out this stira, which the Gemara has in Shabbos, a very famous Gemara. One Gemara says he actually asked in one way, and Rav Soloveitchik asked it another way. Let me tell you, first Meshech Chochma. Meshech Chochma asked the Kasha, Menorah and Brachah. Gemara says, Kolaimer Asher b'chol yom. Some say Sholosh Bamin Muftaklo Shuben Eilam Haba. Kolaimer Til Ladovik, because that's where Asher begins. Til Ladovik Muftaklo Shuben Eilam Haba. And the other end, the Gemara says, Kolaimer Hal b'chol yom Hal Agadol Harizim B'chayim from the Gadol. So if when you say Hal HaGadol, of course, is found in the Siddur. Namely, what is Hal HaGadol, which mentions also Tiyat Zayim. No, Hal HaGadol is the Tilim Kuf Lamed Vav. Uh-huh. You say it on Shabbos morning. Tilim Kuf Lamed Vav. Which Barakat Tehillim? Here. Hodu L'Hashem Kitol K'olam Chasda. By the way, you'll notice that there's an order over here. Hodu L'Elokeinu Elokim K'olam Chasda. What is the order over here in the Hal HaGadol? Take a look. Do you have a Siddur? Look at the Siddur for a moment. If you don't want in right after the Halukah on Shabbos morning.
Oh, yeah. Okay.
What does it say to Advarim here? Take a look at the Seder Advarim. First it says, Hodu Hashem Kitol Ki Olam Chazdo. Hodu Lelokehu Elokim Ki Olam Chazdo. Hodu Ladoneho Adonim Ki Olam Chazdo. The Yosim Nefos Ki Olam Chazdo Ki Olam Chazdo. So what's happening here? What's being described at the very beginning, the first few stanzas? The Yosim Hashemayim Mesfuna. Leroka Aratz Alamoyim. What's going on here? Bria Sayla, correct? The story of Genesis, the story of Bereshis. Es Hashemesh Lemamshel Sayyim Kedem Chazdo. Next. Es Ayarech Mikoychavim Lememshos Balayla Kedem Chazdo. Okay, that's the first part. Here? Avi, Ari?
Yeah.
Next. Second segment. Lemaki Mitzvayim Mimchareim Kedem Chazdo. Vayetzi Yisrael Mitzvayim Kedem Chazdo. Vyor Chazdo Zon Matuya Kedem Chazdo. That's what? The Makos, specifically Makos Becheres, and Yitzias Mitzrayim, Hashem took us out. Second segment.
Why do the Makos come after Yitzias Mitzrayim?
No.
It doesn't sound like it's
Mitzrayim Becheres, but Yitzias Mitzrayim Becheres, as a result of the Makos Becheres,
we left.
Fine, that's how it was carried out. Biyot Chazak goes on the two.
Then it continues.
Next segment. Kriyas Yamsuf, the Gezi Yamsuf, the Gzorim, Hever Yisuf, the Sokho, Nier Pav Bechil of Yamsuf. Segment three. Now segment four. The Melech Hamayim Bamidbar. Correct. Then we have segment four. We went into the Midbar. The Lamaki Melachim Yudayim. Where is that taking place? All these Melachim Yudayim. Take a look. By Ag Melachim Adir and Sichah Melachim Meri. Melach Haboshen. Segment five. And of course, now the last segment is going into Eretz Yisrael. And us in Eretz Yisrael. Nachala. Nachala Yisrael Abdo. And we mentioned Shevashiflein Zochalano. By Evgenim Yitzareinu. Leisei Lechem. Achol Basa. The Gemara says Zimsochim that Hashem is Zon mikarne reinim a beit zekinim. Hashem sustains the entire bria, all the way from the largest behemoth all the way to the smallest creature, and never hold the Kel Shamayim and Kel Chachda. So the Meshachachma, one second. Meshachachma is the stira. On the one hand, we say, Kalayim etil ladavi b'chol yom, mutzah kol shebenom haba. On the other hand, the Gemara says, Kalayim halal ha'gol b'chol yom, that's his halal, and kuflam evav, ha'rezim l'chayim v'megadim. So the Meshachachma resolves the contradiction by saying the following. He says that, again, halal ha'gol represents what? You say, niflois g'deilas. What are we talking about here? Literally, nisim l'mal midach ha'teva. All them. Briyas ha'ilam is obviously all ness. Kriyas Yamsuf, all ness. Marcus Becheres, all ness. All the nisim we had in the Midbar, the man, and the slav, and of course, conquering Eretz Yisrael, trust me, was all ness. Complete ness from beginning to end. And that's why we were zeicher. So if a person is going to expect Hashem Yisbarach to just perform nisim gluyim, that's an act of chiyuv v'gidov. Someone has, we have no right to ask Hashem, the Ramban writes in the end of Parshas Bo'i, and the Ramban in the end of Sefer Devarim, and the Ramban in the third place. In many places the Ramban writes, so what is greater? The Al Nisecha Shebechol Yom Yimono refers to what nisim that are the greatest nisim? Nisim Nistorim, that are built into Teva. And Hashem essentially created Teva with all types of different laws of nature, botany, and zoology, and what have you, and all these are built into the very architecture of the Bria. And those nisim are greater than what? The nisim gluyim. People think that nisim gluyim are greater. Atos. That nisim gluyim require Hashem to suspend the laws of nature. And that's a yirida. That's a zemanushin for Hashem Yisbarach. When Hashem had to go down to Mitzrayim, why was that a yirida? Because Hashem had to engage in lemala b'derech ha'teva in order to operate. And that's considered a yirida for Hashem Yisbarach. This is very discussed. This is discussed beautifully. I saw it Ben Derech Shosh Yosef as a very nice discussion on this topic. Kedai to acquire it. Very nice discussion on this topic in Parshat Mishalach. There he mentions it. One second. So, on the other hand, what is Tilul HaDavid talking about? Take a look at Ashrei. If you look at Ashrei, that we say every day, Tilul HaDavid, twice a day. So what is the focus of the of this parak in Tehillim? Ashrei is talking about what? Memshal Techa V'chol Dor V'dor. Atom Neisim Lemesach L'Bi'itay. Semech Hashem L'chan Neifle. What are we talking about? We're basically talking about Hashkacha Tmidus. The Hashkacha of a natural nature that Hashem provides us on a daily basis. That is something which is appropriate and proper. And that's the Gemara says in Brachas. That's something which makes us worthy. Now, Rav Soloveitchik, he asked the question in a different way. He asked the question of the Gemara Shabbos. But he gave the same answer. The Gemara says in Shabbos that on the one hand, I just quoted. Then the other Gemara says, let my chelik be with those who say halal every day. The Gemara says, Stira, answers the Gemara. When he said, he's talking about Pesukah D'Zimra. That's something that's desirable. That's something that one should say every day. We're asking Hashem to show his hashkocha and to show his presence in nature, a natural phenomena. That's why I lived in Toronto. Hanesin Shele Katsomer Kvor Ka'efer Yefazer Mashlich Karko Kefitim. You never saw where you live. Maybe in Chicago you also have snowstorms, but not snowstorms like those in Toronto. Mashlich Karko Kefitim. They're like snow coming down globules. The Vnei Karaso Miyamo, minus 22 degrees wind chill. Who can stand? And yet, what does Hashem do? Right after that, it says, "Mashir karcha chafita nekvasa miyamo yishlag dvaro." The Yam saying it melts. Yashivucho zizulayim. Water comes streaming down from the mountains. Magid dvaro v'yakol chukam shpat b'risel. So, Rav Soloveitchik asks also in the same stira, and he answers one is talking about Pesukah D'Zimra, which is all nature. That's exactly all halalukas. Focus on teva. Hashem came, Kalom Halav Chol Yom, asking Hashem Halav Mitzvah to do all kinds of Nisim Gluyim. And that's something which is inappropriate. That's something which is actually completely without without foundation. It's interesting that the Lashon here, Kalam Marber, what does it say again? Kalam Marber, the Saper, B'Yitzias Mitzrayim, it mentions over here, Harezim Meshubach. How can we not find this with reference to any other mitzvah? It should have said, Harezim Mekayim is a mitzvah. What is Harezim Meshubach? Suddenly we find with Rebbe's mitzvah, which is one time a year, that the Lashon is Harezim, and my father was bothered by this kasha.
So what is that? What's that saying? reason?
I'm sorry?
What's the lesson in the reference?
So there are different approaches. I'm not sure I'm happy with any of them. But Chazal say that it's a Gemara. The Gemara says that by virtue of my actions, you can tell whether a person stood in Harsinai or not. Human nature is such that, let's say a miracle occurs to somebody. It occurs to myself, or it occurs to a close relative of mine. So then what happens? That person is going to obviously tell the miracle, expatiate in great detail, and go into pratim, the pirtei pratim about the nest that occurred either to himself or occurred to his zakaro, to a relative. But let's say a nest occurs, I don't know, to a stranger, then people are makatzer, they don't get too excited. So too with Tzibut Yesh Mitzrayim. I mean, those of us that our ancestors were able to Maimon HaSinai, and we were miraculously reached from bondage, so we tell all the events, every prat to prat, all the details, all the minutia that led up to Yetzias Mitzrayim. While Shankin, those whose fathers did not experience the miracle of Yetzias Mitzrayim, are very brief. And that's why we say, "Kol Ha'Maim V'Lasam V'Yetzias Mitzrayim V'Arizam Shuba." We have a personal connection with those miracles. I mean, we're talking about Avaseinu V'Aves Avaseinu. We have a wealthy Masera, we have a wealthy heritage, an illustrious heritage, and we're connected to that heritage. And that's exactly why Kol Ha'Maim V'Lasam V'Yetzias Mitzrayim V'Arizam Shuba, the obligation to go ahead and tell it over as much. And I mentioned the other day that the Lashon HaRambam, Chayavanu Laharis Es Atzmo. We become so involved in the story that we're demonstrating, even though Sfaradim are much more demonstrative about this than we are, than Ashkenazim, but Bechol Zot is very clear that one has to, shall we say, be heavily involved in the mitzvah of Tzibut Yesh Mitzrayim to the point where you demonstrate all the different elements and the like. I'll just mention here also, Omer Avos Ben Azariah, so Machlokes HaRishonim in the Pshat of this statement, first of all, is well known what Chazal say. Namely, there was a miracle. The Gemara in Brachot discusses Rabbi Elazar ben Azariah in line for the Nesios and a discussion with his wife, back and forth. You're familiar with the Gemara. The Gemara has in the 12th parak of the Sashacha discusses this story. So it said overnight, he was a very young man, he developed 70 rows of white hair. It was a Nes Niglan. The Rambam, by the way, has different pshat. The Rambam says when a person becomes a manhig, guess what happens? The enormous weight that you have to shoulder, the responsibility that's now on your shoulders, you can actually turn premature gray or premature white overnight. The Rambam interprets in Pirsha Mishnah. It's Kedarko Shel HaRambam. He's not into, he tries to, shall we say, be with something, nisim gluyim. But this, the Chazal tell us, Harani Kiben Shirim Shana. And the truth of the matter is that this is also a very difficult text that the Gemara quotes over here. Because Avos Ben Azariah, what's he talking about? He's talking about what mitzvah? Zechira Yetzias Mitzrayim. That's not the mitzvah we're discussing now. What mitzvah we're discussing is just a Kol Ha'Maim V'Lasam Yetzias Mitzrayim, Ha'izim Meshuvah. And what is he talking about? Look, Harayani Kibben Shim Shalom Lozachis Yishtiyami Yetzias Mitzrayim Ba'Leilos Atche Darshim Bezemen. The Mishnah at the end of the first paragraph of Brachas. Shenem Alamat Tzitzkos Yom Tzitzra But as I said, that again, the assumption being that even though this is related to Zechiras Yetzias Mitzrayim, by the way, I think the Rambam's Girsa is not Omar Avos Ben Azariah, but Omar Lahem Avos Ben Azariah. It means he literally is responding to what? To the five Chachamim that were sitting in Bnei Brak and telling the story of Yetzias Mitzrayim, Kol Asa Laila. So, on the contrary, but the Yisod apparently is that this halacha, again, Zechira and Tzipor are clearly intertwined, even though Tzipor is much more elaborate. Zechira, I told you already a number of times, already a week ago, that Zechira is Bekoldu. Zechira doesn't require other people to be present. Zechira can be Mekuyim actually in isolation. Tzipor is that which is required, but certainly Zechira is, we do it on Pesach night as well, when we're kind of mitzvah Zechira. So, the Gemara here, in effect, is saying that. That this halacha, while the Isaac, Bilchas HaPesach, and also Mekayim, the Mitzvah Sipur, and Yesh Bechlal Basayim Mano, somehow we assume that everything is also included. It's interesting that the Drasha, that the Gemara has here, Yimei Chayecha Yomim, Kol Yimei Chayecha Halelos, correct? That's according to Ben Zoma. Because he, Dash the Pasuk, the Man Tiskar, as Yom Tzeis Chomer Tzayim, Kol Yimei Chayecha, Yimei Chayecha Hayom, Kol Yimei Chayecha Halelos. And what the Chacham say? No. So what's the difference between the Drasha of Ben Zoma and the drasha of the chacham. What does Ben Zalman say? Kol yimei chayecha refers to. He learns kol yimei chayecha is what halelos. What does chacham say? Kol yimei chayecha refers to. Yimei samashia. So can you read that? You have to assume that these are, if you will, two different aspects or two different ribuyim. I mean, there's a distinction between Leilos according to Ben Zoma and Yemos HaMashiach according to Chachamim. We know very well there's a mitzvah of Zechiyah Tzitzias Mitzrayim Ben Mayom Bevalayla, correct? We say Kriyat Shema twice a day. Once in the morning we say Kriyat Shema, once at night time we say Kriyat Shema. And the question of these two separate mitzvahs or one mitzvah, the Shakasari has the whole Talmud on this. Nachlokes of Rishonim, the two mitzvahs, the Rambam, the Rashba, the two mitzvahs, so one separate mitzvah. But the Yemos HaMashiach, there's no separate mitzvah that's going to be said in the Moshe HaMashiach. That's the mitzvah that said, that mitzvah will continue in the Moshe HaMashiach. That's what it means, lahavi. What does it mean, lahavi? That the Moshe HaMashiach is also included. It's not that it's going to be mufka from this mitzvah, that which exists in Olam Hazeh. Lahavi, it's also going to be involved. Mashenkin, the Laila, according to Ben Zayma, is stam, shall we say, a mitzvah, miyuchedesh, shenem rabba Laila. And that's what he says over here, ha-leilos, that's the drasha that he brings with reference to Leilos. It's interesting that Chazal actually, when they mention this machlokes, there's the Ramban says that he writes in Chumash. Where's my Chumash? Ramban writes in Chumash actually that even though he has in Hasogas the Tzeira Mitzvahs of Ramban, he mentions over there that even though in Tzitzit there's a mitzvah of Chelos and a mitzvah of Lovon, but the Baha counts it as one mitzvah. The Baha counts Chelos and Lovon as one mitzvah. It's a mishnah in Menachos. Hachelos is not Ma'akim Lovon, and so also Tfilin Shayat, Tfilin Sharosh. Again, it's counted as one mitzvah. So there, he writes that the Shit Saramam, that he counts actually Lovon and Tchelos as one mitzvah, and Tfilin Shayat, Tfilin Sharosh as two mitzvahs. So why is there a distinction? Why is the Ramam Mechalik between Tchelos and Lovon and Tfilin Shayat, Tfilin Sharosh? Why are those considered to be Tfilin Shayat, Tfilin Sharosh, and counted as two mitzvahs? Hashem and Tchelos and Lovon considered to be one mitzvah. I mean, you want to say, because here you're doing two acts, you're putting on the tefillin on your hand, putting on the tefillin on your head. Lechura, that's not an answer. Because Kriyash Roshalav is Kriyash Roshalav is also two mitzvahs. And yet they count as one mitzvah. Means what's the chiluk going to the Rambam? Why is chiluk and lovin counted as, shall we say, one mitzvah, and tefillin shiyat, tefillin shoros counted as two mitzvahs? The Ramban is bothered by this kasha. The Ramban is asogus on the Rambam.
He says you intertwine them, no?
What was that?
According to the Rambam, the way he ties his tzitzis, he intertwines the two of them.
What does that mean?
Meaning, like, well, I can show you.
You don't have to show me anything. I'm asking Mitzad the fact that there are several actions here, so
he
also has several actions.
He says that they're all one thing. He says it's one thing. You're supposed to have tefillos with the tzitzis. He says it's considered as one entity.
And what about Kriyat Shema, Kriyat Shema Shalayla, Kriyat Shema Shalayla? Why is
that? That's two separate break-offs. You're not saying you don't have to do one to get the other. You can do one and then do the other one.
So why does he count as one mitzvah?
One is in Ma'akim on the other one.
Why does he count as one mitzvah?
One that's Ma'akim on the other. Meaning the Chelas, he says, in order to have tzitzis, you have to have Chelas. In order to have Chelas, you have to have tzitzis.
Okay, it needs a bit of a discussion. It needs a bit of attention. I'm not sure what the, Paul, you're saying there's a... I killed it between the two. Okay, but anyway, I'm just noting this in terms of this. Why do I need a ribui lahavi mei samashiach? Let's say by the mitzvahs chiyat tzitzai. Why do I need a ribui here more than all the other mitzvahs? Why not go here? We need a ribui to tell me they're going to have to remember chiyat tzitzai and mei samashiach. Why is it necessary? And the Gemara has a brachas there at the end of the first parak. The Gemara has a dialogue between does he quote it? A dialogue. Gemara daf yibes over there. A dialogue between the Ben Zayin Chachov, the Yes the Kasha, the Chimaskirin, Yitzias Mitzrayim, the Moshe Mashiach. You have to mention it. Balo, it already says the Pasuk in Yom, Hinei Yom and Bar Nu Hashem, and they won't say anymore. Yitzias Mitzrayim, they'll speak about Mitzofon, and from all places Hashem took us. So the Gemara answer with that, Lo Sheti Oki Yitzias Mitzrayim and Kaima. It's not going to be Neka, but rather Sheti Hashim and Malchuyos Iko Yitzias Mitzrayim Tofto. You want to use the Moshe over there that the Tzaras Achreinas will be Mishachas and Tzavishenis. We have no shortage of tzaras. So the tzaras that come later will cause us to forget the original tzaras. So that's the point is that everyone, in effect, according to everyone, you need a reboot of Yimei HaMashiach. Because the last tzaras causes us to forget all the original tzaras. And so that's what Ben Zoma holds. And this pasuk is Ma'abed Leilos. There's no need for a reboot of Yimei HaMashiach. I'm going to say no. The pasuk comes to Yimei HaMashiach. Otherwise, again, Then I have to assume along those lines. I mentioned also that in the Baruch HaMakom Baruch Hu, which comes next year, and after all this, to quote the Shibali Hadaket, that he said that we're talking about here a kind of Birchas HaTorah. And the truth of the matter is that what's the connection between this and the Dal Banim? So the answer, of course, is that each one, I discussed it on Monday night, that there's a din of what they were supposed to, in effect, be mechanish each child individually in accordance with their kishronos, in accordance with their proclivities, in accordance with their talents, in accordance with their character, and each one requires a set of chinos. I mean, he says, the Maisa Nisim, in the Haggadah of the Sivas, he has a different take on this matter. He claims that there are actually four different zechuyos that we have. I forgot now, I think he mentions there's schus avos, there's bris avos. That's a Gemara Shabbos. Gemara says that schus avos tama, bris avos loy tama.
What's bris
avos? Bris avos is the fact that Hashem, Vayisko, Kim, Hashem, remember the bris with Avos Leviyanka. That bris remains, even though our schusim are gone. Schus avos tama, Gemara says in Shabbos. But bris avos loy tama. Then he also said the schus kabbalas hatera, and the fourth schus, I think he said, the schus of Pesach and Mila, that the fact that these two mitzvahs were mekuyim, and that night. So he claims those are the four, apparently, four times it says here, Baruch HaMakom, Baruch Hu, Baruch Shana Santana HaMisuah, Baruch Hu. And connected, Abba Barim, Dibra Teira. Again, you have to understand that he connects it that the Chacham, who observes the Torah mitzvahs, obviously he has the schus of mitzvahs, the Tam, he has the schus of Gabal Satera, the Elisho, he is so far removed from his heritage, but he still has schus avos. And in Russia, he's only saved because of the bris Hashem has for Klal Yisrael. He, Maisa Nisim, has a lot of beautiful drushes there also. That's safer other than Sivis. But again, coming back to they say over, I think Asalvezi said this. He said over for the Bnei Yisachar. The Bnei Yisachar, which is a gorgeous sefer, the Chassidishe sefer, that he had a custom on the night of the Seder to walk around the city with his Talmidim to observe how simple people conduct the Seder. And he wanted to learn from them. So one Seder night, he was walking and he saw a simple Jew through the window of his house. He heard the man reach the Dalad Banim, and the man said like this, Echad Chacham, Echad Rasha, Echad, means he was emphasizing the Dalad, similar to what? To Kriya Shema. So the Talmidim, they started laughing. They thought that was quite funny. I understand Shema Yisrael, Hashem Elokeinu, Hashem Echad, Tzarech Ha'ach Be'echad. That's a Gemara, it's a Rambam of Shulchan Aruch. But what is this? Echad! So the Bnei Yisrael said, Chas V'Shalom, don't be mezalza. What he's doing is hitting the Agoda. Namely, what did the Talmidim Rabbi Azariah say? They said to him, Rabbi Seinu Higia, Zman Kriya Shema Shal Shachris. Shachris contains the letters of the four sons. I think that's what Asalaisu said. Sheni Yodeh Lisho, the Ches is the Chacham, the Reish is the Rasha, and the Tav is the Tav. So what do you see? You see you have to apply the custom of Kriya Shema to the Dalad Banim.
What is a Yid though?
Let's send this over.
Is it involved? It's part of one of the words. Is a Yid in one of those
words? What does it
mean? I do not know how to respond to that question. I'm just telling you over what he said, just like a cute little thing. I want to mention also, since I'm in the Dalad Banim, the Vilna Gaon points out something, a very famous deal, I mentioned the other night, but it's a very significant deal. Notice in each of the Dalad Banim, Chacham Ar Omer, Moha Eidos, Fachuk Ramishpatim, Hashem Tzivu, Hashem Elokeinu Eschem. I told you the language of Tzivu is clearly the very centerpiece of the Chacham is all about. Russia, what happens over there? Moha Avodah Zatzachem. What's missing in the Russia? Hashem. Hashem is not to be found in the context of the Ben Russia. That's not the only difference. The Russia also, the Chacham is also L'chura Hotzi Esatz from the Klal. What does he say? Ashesim Hashem Elokeinu Eschem. What does the Russia say? Ma'avod Azon Slachem. He doesn't say Osanu. So isn't he also taking himself out of the box? So there's quite a difference between the two, that's for sure. The Chacham, again, has no intention of taking himself out of the cloud. That's for sure. But I'm just pointing out that again, there's no Shem Hashem here with the Tam, the Chosigat Hashem, any of the Elishu, Babuzi Asa Hashem. Only the Russia Hashem does not appear. Somehow he seems to be, that's what the Gaon points out, the Vilna Gaon, in his Agada, that there's no Shem Hashem with reference to the Rasha. But as I said, regarding the Chacham, we there provide him with literally from soup to nuts. And the answer to the Chacham means the question is, why do we eat the Pesach before the Chagigah? And the answer to him, Aftirim, you can't eat anything after the Pesach. With him, you tell from the first Mishnah all the way to the last Mishnah. And I think, or in the end, he writes in the Shabbat Tshuva, he points out that you have to be done a person of the Kaf Schutz. But that's only when. When are you done a person of the Kaf Schutz? The Chatz Chaim brings this halacha. In other Benoni, the Gemara says that, B'tzedek tishpan ha-misecha. Well, it's not in that pasuk in Shavuos, you have to be done a person of the Kaf Schutz. But when? If a person is a Benoni. So we assume we're all Benoni. I'm not talking about the Benoni of the Baal HaTanya. I'm talking about, Mendel's not here. I'm talking about the Benoni in the sense that the way that Rabbi writes that we have, we're shokel in terms of our mitzvah, so we don't assume that anyone's a Rasha, Chas v'Shalom. Because I have a subject when a person does something, a Benoni, is it good, is it not so good? Sometimes you see people doing things that are not so, so we shouldn't pressure them right away. We should assume.
That's when the year comes in. The year of the Benoni.
Correct, very good. It means it should be done in the presence of Kapsalot Mashekin, that's tzaddik. If a tzaddik does something, even though we see in the action that he did no tzadzchus whatsoever, it's irrelevant. Because it's a tzaddik, the halachis have to be done in the kavzchus. Even with deichach and godol, also Chatz Chaim writes, even in Yin Rachel, even though it seems to be very forced and you're really compelled to go ahead and engage in all kinds of casuistry. CASUISTRY. You have to really, by Russia, it's pumfaket. Even if Mitzad HaMais, it looks like he's doing something good, but a Rasha, shall we say, and there's a Tzad Rachok to say that that what he's doing is not like that, you have to be done in the Kaf Chayim. That's how the Mitzad HaLoch. Mitzad HaTishmah HaMitzacha applies to a Benoni, so there you don't know, so you have to be done the Kaf Schus. Tzadik are always done the Kaf Schus, even though he may be doing something that seems to be problematic. And to a Rasha, has to be a real Rasha. You're done with the Kaf Teva. The Pasuk in Shmuel, the Navi says, Mirashon Yetzei Rasha. That's what the Navi writes in Shmuel. The Pasuk say that not only do you have to think that way, but that Halacha, that's what you're supposed to do. A Rasha. So, the Lashon that uses, Asher Tzivah Hashem Elokeinu Ve'eschem, and I what's the deal of the Chacham? You have to be done on the Kapsos. By Chacham, the Halacha is unquestionably, they say, the Briskets say over this, I heard this from Harab Tzvi Dov David. He heard from his Rebbe. Harab Tzvi Kaplan, Agoyim Tzvi Kaplan, Shashem Yarach Kamuf. So he said that by Russia, it says over here, Lachem, of course it's Lachem Loi Loi, because Lachem says Satsum and Akla. Other than two yourselves in the Russia. One gear said reads Lvisha, see Satsum and Akla cover the Ika. That's all later points to Sad Nagoda, Ari. The other gear says Lvisha, cover the Ika, see Satsum and Akla. There are two ways you can take yourself out of the cloud. Either by being Kaja Vika, what's the other way? You're not part of the Tzibo of Klal Yisrael. The more has a tightness, you're not understanding the Tzarasan. You don't, shall we say, get involved in their Tzaras, and you basically.
What was the first one?
First one is Visha Kafa Be'ika, Hotse Satsum Naklau. The other one is not Visha Satsum Naklau, Kafa Be'ika. In general, we, by the way, what I wanted to say a second ago, which you didn't, is that the way a person speaks, as you can tell, if a person is a Chacham, a person is a Rasha.
What's the difference between the two of them?
And that's exactly what it says over here. That's really what we have to learn from this discussion of the Dal Bani. Namely, the Chacham speaks in a way which the Ventura speaks, and the Rosh obviously speaks in a totally different kind of way. I mean, you can tell the difference here, actually, even in the Lashonos that the are used here. What does he use, like I said, from the Vilna Gaon? Hashem Elokeinu, he accepts the sovereignty of Hashem, the Rosha is ostracized. And it could be that's what it means. L'fisha hotis atzmo min haklal. What does atzmo refer to? I saw in some of the Farshim, atzmo refers to the Ben Shalom. The Gemara says in Gittin, and that involved, when Titus destroyed the Beis HaMikdash, he cut the paroches, and blood began gushing out. Gemara Gittin, and you love the Gemara in Tisha B'Av, very Tisha B'Av, I love that Gemara. And blood began gushing out, and the Gemara says that Sova Shahari Es Atzmo. Rashi says, what does that mean? Kabi Yochel. He thought that he killed the Rebbe Shalom. He cut the parochas in two. He made it like a net, a net that's used for the purpose of yayin. A gargutni is a net that's used. The sugars of the zara. I talk a lot about gargutni and isuri hanor and isahayayin of the zara. Those are the sugars of daf hayemi. Anyway, so he says he cut the parochas, but asol kimin gargutni. That's when he gathered all the kelim. Otherwise, Hamikdash took them to Rome. And there it says, Sova Shaharag es Atzmai. So someone has said, Shalom over here, Atzmai refers to the Visha. How you say it's Atzmai in the cloud. A reference to what he took to the Ibadashal out of the cloud, Mela Kapa Brika. But the fact of the matter is that I think the guy writes in Mishloim, he points out that Shalom Melech, when he says in Kohelis rather, Ra'isi Anisha Shisla in the Chachma Menasichlus. That a chacham has a lot over a sachal. A sachal is someone who's not too, not too with it in terms of chacham satera. Because if you remember, regarding Bria's Ha'om, the Torah mentions the name of Hashem only in reference to Or. Do you recall that? Vayikru Elokim la'or yoyim. And then it should have said, Vayikru Elokim la'chashik loyla. What did it say? Vayikru Elokim la'or yoyim v'lachashik kar loyla. Why does it mention Hashem Hashem regarding Chayshah? Correct? Vayikra Velokim La'or Yoyim. Velachayshah Karalayla? The answer is because the Chacham uses the Shem Hashem, that's Or, that's light. The Rosh unfortunately doesn't recognize the Shem Hashem. He's Chayshah, he's darkness. There's no Shem Hashem when it comes to Chayshah. That's what we say in the Pasuk. Yesh Yisrael V'Chacham Min HaSichlus. The advantage of the Chacham over the Sachal, which Rashi says means the Rosh, is the same as the light over darkness. Means again, the former, the Chacham, uses the Shem Hashem. He's Or. I just mentioned a deal that they make. Vayikra Elokim La'or Yom, V'Achesh HaKar Elohim, the fact of El. Why does it say Vayikra Elokim La'or Yom? With reference to Or, the word Elokim is used. It should have said, Vayikra Elokim V'Achesh HaKar Elohim. Don't say that. Vayikra Elokim La'or Yom, V'Achesh HaKar Elohim, the beginning of Rishis. So that's exactly where in Sefer Bereishis, Parshas Bereishis.
In this week,
yeah.
Is that related to the Rashi in the first Rashi in this week's Parsha?
Which is?
I mean, the Yikra is like
small Allah. That would be referring to that Rashi. Which part of the Rashi are you referring to?
The Yikra Moshe.
Oh, sorry. So Rashi says in the Yikra Moshe,
everything knows. It says
the first Rashi or the next one? All right, it's a little between Vayikra Elokim El Bilo, the Aleph, the small Aleph, the Aleph Zira. That's referring to that one? Mm-hmm. There are other Rashi's. I'm not sure which one you're referring to.
The first Rashi.
Yeah, so Rashi says that Kriya Lashon Tiba is what Hashem uses when he speaks to Moshe Rabbeinu. It's Lashon Afi Asher, so Kavzel Alzeh, Hashem Tinu Masailon, but Yikor. It's Lashon Harai, Lashon Tumba. That's exactly the difference. He's got a Rashi and a Chacham. Hashem speaks to a Rashi, obviously, in a fashion that he totally does not speak to a Chacham because of the nature of the language of a Chacham. Many years ago, when I used to hear the Shmuzin of Rav Papam Zatzal, so I mentioned this already a few times, that he told us, don't ever use language which is inappropriate. Namely, to call someone S-T-U-P-I-D. He felt that was completely inappropriate. Or to say to someone that you want to silence them, S-H-U-T-U-P. He felt that the Shprach language is not appropriate for Tam Chacham, the Ki Adashi, which is the language. So that's exactly the point here. A Russia, and that's what I just described to you, something that happened, two individuals, one spoke, and they're not exactly necessarily the biggest tzaddik, but one obviously clearly is a very problematic fellow. And the way he talks with such a kashus eref, and with such a chutzpah, and with such a viciousness. And the other one was, shall we say, Baruch Hashem, a bit more composed, and that shows you the nature of the person, the way a person speaks, and the way a person behaves, and the way a person carries himself. That's something that about to be so related to all these matters. It's very interesting that this Lashon also here, that the Rashi uses, Maha Avida Hazayis Lachem, which means that I think they say this, Sab Sefer has a very beautiful Agoda, and also very good Agoda. Maha Avida Hazayis Lachem, that why do you do all the preparations of coming Pesach by yourself? Namely, do it with servants. Ma, but this is Lachem. What does the Torah say over there in Bo? Amatim zera Pesachu Hashem. Hashem Pasach, just like Hashem killed the Bechorim of Mitzrayim and saved what the Bechorim without sending a Malach, so too we prepare the Bechorim Pesach, we do all of the preparatory tasks by ourselves. But the Russia considers any type of Avodas Hashem a burden. Pachdanim! Ma Avodas Veislachem. Again, it means, and maybe you can interpret it, shall we say, he used to say this, Rosh Hashiva, a Rav who was Nifta from Shari Simcha. Rav Rubenstein Tatzal. So he said over, he said, the Russia says, why do you do the same thing every year? Be innovative! Introduce new ideas, new customs! So what do we answer? Adrava. Ba'abur Zeh knows basically Shaloshinu Yishmon Rishonu Mibashi Chazal, actually the Medrash the Elu Shemois B'nai Yisrael Ruben Nichnas Ruben Yotza, the same Hebrew name that he had when he went to Mitzrayim, he came out with that Hebrew name. Loshinu was begodol, he didn't change his clothing, he didn't change his babushim, he didn't change his name. Adrava, because of that we refuse to change with the time. That's why we're worthy of being Nigal from Mitzrayim, is to say is to say that over. The truth of the matter is that the Chafetz Chaim says that the difference between the Tam, also see here we have as well, Tam Mahu Omer Mazos. So the difference between the Tam and the Yaakov is also Tam. What does the Torah call Yaakov? Ish Tam, Yeshiva Omer. So are they the same? The Tam of the Agoda and the Ish Tam of Rashis, which would rather, how does the Talmud translate Ish Tam? Gabo Shlim. What does Gabo Shlim mean? Other Mashoim. Other Mayosha. Other Mashon. Chafetz Chaim says that you can be a master over your Tzmimus. The word Ish always means a master over. Like Ish Nomi is the master of Nomi. And you have to know when to act with Tzmimus and when to use Goyal. You must ask the Kashim Ba'abasa, how Yaakov Avinu was able to deal with Lavan with Goyal? How can you go ahead and deal with Ba'animus? So the Gemara says in Mikesh, Hitapo, in Chocham, Tishakam, you deal with the Chocham, and of course you deal with the classical methodology using Chochma and the like, you can be straight, you can be glad, and you deal with someone who is, shall we say, distorted and skewered and distended, so then you have to go ahead and deal with him at his own game. That's what Amisum Abel Zatzal used to say. And that was the Heter. But basically, a person's trust and belief in Hashem has to be pure as the border of Naivete. But when you deal with other people who are not so glad and not so straight, then you have to sometimes, unfortunately, adopt some of their mores, some of their approaches, and not be able to matzia. That's the Gemara asked Akasha Balbasa. Chishar, the tzaddik, the sagui, the rahu usa. Is it possible for a tzaddik to engage in Ramos? And it's Yaakov Avinu, the Akasha says, yes. He's a ishtam. Gabo Shlim is a yashrit, the person, and now suddenly with Bavon, a kubin da amois. Map shabbazet. The answer is an ikesh itapo. You deal with an ikesh, and then you have to use his own methodology. The way Alishan Abbas is to say that he won't respect you unless you show you're as clever as he is. You have the same guile, the same kind of approach that he has, then he'll respect you, and then he'll have the acheres for you when he sees you also know how to play the game, so to speak. But that's not ideal. Ideal, you have to be, of course, you have to, they say from the Rav Shitza. See? Rav Shishiva calls the Rav Shitza. Tomim tiyem Hashem alakera, aber sei nicht genar. Be a tomim, Pasuk says in Chumash, but don't be a fool. So you have to be a tomim, you have a question about it, but sei nicht genar. So somehow,
what is the word
tomim? If it's going to cause you harm, that's the issue we're talking about. If it's going to cause you harm, this tmimus that you're going to use, so then obviously it's not appropriate. That's what we see from Yaakov. He acts with tmimus regarding Hashem's bar. When he deals with Laban, how does he act? Be a mimus. Because that's how you have to handle Laban. So that's the chiluk between the tam over here and Yaakov Ishtam.
There's a difference between Ishtam and regular.
Correct, exactly.
Ishtam means he knows when to
use which midah and when not to use the midah, etc., etc. That's not a simple matter because one has to be Grace Chochem, shall we say, regarding this matter. You know, they ask the Kasha, the Rav discussed this. Yochel Rosh Chodesh, what's the Hava Mina that we should start Tzibit Zayin the Bird Gay? Yehmav also. Says the pasuk by Yehi Mahu. What are we talking about? And we know that the text is right over there. We saw the text of Sofim that the only kind of mitzvah when at night time you have to wait till Kiddush after Tefshach. Sleishu Matzah Zavron Lavichlu and all the mitzvah that Hukshu Zelazeh. So what's the Habamina? So apparently the Habamina was that maybe Tosefes Yom Tov should also be included in the in this din. You know that Kiddush and Erev Shabbos as the text is called. Rab Tzolus Shal Shabbos V'Erev Shabbos. That you can make Kiddush earlier, you can call the Shabbos earlier. So somehow we would have thought that the mitzvah Sivut Tzias Mitzrayim also can be Mekudim earlier. Kamashulon, of course, the halacha is that that's not the case. By the way, the Rambam says very clearly, I stressed it when I read the Rambam very excited. Mitzvah Seshal Torah V'Saber B'nisim V'Nifol Shinasu B'leil Tesvo. Correct? There's a Habamin that you can even kind of the Tesh is Yom Tov, the way you get to the Mitzvah Kiddush on Shabbos, Tamon, Babur Zeh. Babur Zeh Lo Amad, L'Bashor Shem Matzim Mor, V'Lachim V'Lachim. By the way, even though the Rambam sheet is that Tesefes V'Nater is all about Yom Kippur, the Rambam holds that all Tesefes is the Rabbanon. Yom Kippur, the din is a din d'Araisa. That's only the Gabi Dusha of Yom Tov, the Gabi Kiddush. Certainly, according to the Rambam, you can be Mekadosh, Samach L'Chisosa. Anyway, so what does it say over here? That why can't you do it? That's the marker for me. For this. It's interesting that what is the nature of this drasha? What is it telling you? Is it the Alfusa that this man of the Chirim of Sibit Sisayim is Lel Tzatzwa Benisan? Or is it the Din that Dafka, you can only tell the story Mishah Shematzah Mar Malachim Fanecha? That's a tumult in the. It would seem from the Gemara Pesachim, the Gemara says, Lechem Eidim, Sh'ainim Olav, Zvaram Abi, I told you. What does it sound like? Ainim Olav. And the back says, Machamasso, Biglovo, based on the Rashi. Goyim Olav, Sa'alav, Ainim Olav, Sa'agoda. Has to be present. I mean, that's the din. And there are many halachas here that have to be studied regarding this matter, that we know that there's a, most assume that they were talking about some sort of a Yalfuso here. That's what the Lashon, again, here it says, Babu Zeh lo amati, l'bashor shematzim mora, v'lach l'fanecha. I mean, what do you have to do exactly? You have a Rambam. He quotes it, actually, I'll bet you quotes this Rambam, l'fanecha matzah. The Rambam says that, I think he discussed it also in the Harei Kedim, he mentions it as well. But there's no question that we have in front of us, okay, the question is when we pick it up, when we put it down, what we can pick up, what we can put down. But it's clear that everything is munach l'fanah. Everything has to be actually in front of me in order to be able to be able to see this din of lechem ayin yisham olav dvar ma'ameh. Interesting that the Rashi among the both, goyim olav sahalov, eim olav sagodim. My father is bothered by the Seder of Rashi. Halov comes before the agodim. What's goyim olav sahalov? And the eim olav sagodim. So I think we said that goyim olav sahalov refers to not just the halov before, but the halov after as well. Because the halal is divided into two, as I pointed out to you. That's the din of halal shalshiri, you can divide it into two. So you have one half before, when the shamay, one stanza, going to be still two stanzas, then you have the halal, and you say, obviously, after achilah. So that's included, shalom, dorm, harbe. So even though you're already mekayin mitzvah, matzah mara, but kozman shemunachim, it's still called, be mekayin the mitzvah, how, ainu lo dorm, harbe. It's still called, as long as matzah mara, mudachim fanecha. I think that's what they claim that. They kept it there called Halayla. There's a Lashon of Tesepta somewhere that they called Abdul Kis to go. Tesepta, he built the Fneim, it was there in front of them called Halayla. Somehow the assumption is that there's a Lashon of the Rishonim that some of the Mesapa Mitzias are saying, Acha Chiloso, Ariz Meshubach. That's that Lashon. Acha Chiloso. What does that mean? So it means the answer is that Acha Achilas Matzah Morar, it's no longer Melachim Fanacha. So you would have thought that as long as I didn't see the Tzias Mitzrayim, I already ate the matzah, I already ate the mara. So that's the chiddush. Achachilo, so it's still called the ikra hamitzah is kedem achilo. But still, there's an inyan of see the Tzias Mitzrayim that applies even after achilas matzah mara. I raise a meshubach. That's a lashon of the I think the Shem saying on that goda. I think he called it such a lashon. Okay, maybe I'm going to stop, Baruch Hashem, only because I'm losing my voice.
Right. The Meshachah of Kamar was saying that when it comes